Yisrael, there is an Yisrael Malacha, like on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there's also an Yisrael Malacha. On Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tov, there's also an Yisrael Malacha, but there's a Heter Echel Nefesh. But on Yom Kippur, it has the same din as Shabbos, but there is no Heter Echel Nefesh. Not because nobody's eating in Yom Kippur. Even if you have Cholim, Mekhtanim, Muskeim, who are permitted to eat and obligated to eat, there's still a din that for Echel Nefesh, you're not permitted to cook on Yom Kippur. So there's an Yisrael Malacha on Yom Kippur. And Yisrael Malacha is Kares. If someone does Malacha on Yom Kippur, it's an Yisrael Kares. And Malkus, if he does Malacha the Major, you need Malkus. No Misa, but there's Malkus. And Shabbos, if he does Malacha the Major, there's no Misa. And on Yom Kippur, is an Yisrael Kares, the Major, and if the Hasra, then there's Malkus. And then the Mishnah says, in addition to the Yisrael Malacha, there's also an Yisrael Achil of Shtiya, and also the Sharinu, the other deal. So the Gemara has an interesting Brice in Chulin. I talk to people who know how to learn it, they can't believe that this din exists. That brayse in Gemara Chulin daf kuf aleph amud beis. What's the din if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So on Shabbos one is not permitted to do malacha. And on Yom Kippur you're also not permitted to do malacha. And if one does malacha on Shabbos, b'shegeg is chayv chatas. Because kol she's done a karet is shegeg is chatas. And if one does malacha on Yom Kippur b'mezid is chayv karet. So also if he does malacha on Yom Kippur b'shegeg, he should be chayv chatas. Maybe you should say any sechalalis.
Why can't you say kumlevi
d'aminet? How would it be kumlevi d'aminet?
The one that's born chomer, that's the one you
even if he does b'mezid. If he does b'mezid and they gave him hasra, so we won't give him the malchus and the misa, we'll only give him the misa. That is true. That then will be true. That if a person does an avera for which he's chayv misa and malchus, so you only give him the misa, you don't give him the malchus. That's how the malchus has to be. But let's say he does the yisra malocha on Yom Kippur, shechalalis b'shabbos, b'shreigig, shigas Shabbos and shigas Yom Kippur. He didn't know that it's forbidden to do malacha on Shabbos, and he didn't know that it's forbidden to do malacha on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokes HaTanaim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. It says it's a tosefta increase, so it's a sifra also. And by Yikra Perkot Gimel, where the post comes from, it's a Machlokes HaTanaim. What do you say? Yisachal al Yisr, Arein Yisachal al Yisr. What has it got to do with Yisachal al Yisr? The Gemara asks, isn't it an Yisr Basach? As usually, any Yisachal al Yisr means like this. If I have, the Gemara has an example. I have a place, nevela meat. I go to the A&P and I buy meat. And then I cook the nevela meat in milk. So when I cook the meat in milk, I violate the Yisr of Bishul Basal Cholov, because the Chumash has the din of Basal Cholov written three times. And Rashi quotes one Tanya from the Gemara. Why is it written three times? So one tells you the Yisr Bishul, it's forbidden to cook it, even if you're going to feed it to Goyim. You're not permitted to cook Basal Cholov. One is the Yisr Achila, one is the Yisr Anu. So if somebody cooks nevela meat in milk, let's say a person is in the army. Right, so the Gemara says there is, yeah. So the Gemara says, if it's, let's say, from pork, from a behemoth mayor, then the Gemara says there's no Yisr Basar B'cholov. Because it says, let's say, Gedi means a behemoth Torah, not a behemoth mayor. But if it's a behemoth Torah, it's a kosher animal. Just that it wasn't slaughtered properly, it didn't have a shechita, it's a nevela or a treifah. So then it is a min behemoth Torah, so there is a din of basar b'cholov. So you're forbidden to cook in it. You cook the basar b'cholov even if you're not going to eat it. You're going to feed it to goyish customers or something, so you violate the Yisr Bishul, you get malka. What about the Yisr Achila? So the Gemara says, any Yisr Achila, that since the nevela flesh is also b'achila anyway, before you cook it in the milk. So then when you cook it with the milk was kosher before. You start off with kosher milk and you cook it with nevela meat, so then the milk becomes oster. That's Yisr Halal Heter. The milk was kosher and that became treif because it was cooked with flesh. But the flesh doesn't get a second Yisr of Basar B'cholov because it's already oster mitam nevela or treifa. So the Yisr of Basar B'cholov is not fine. And as far, that's what the Gemara says. And as far as the Yisr Hanoah, that doesn't say the fish. What's the dinamash of dog's meat? People in Yeshiva say that the dog's meat all has Basar B'cholov in it. But it's nevela. They don't get kosher, they don't get glatt kosher, they don't get plain kosher. They don't get kosher flesh to cook milk for the dog. So they use, the companies use nevelas to trade. They use nevelas and they cook it in milk. So the shaila is, it's also b'hanor, so you're not allowed to feed it to your dog. It's the chas b'hanor. So the Nevi Yehuda writes in the dog on the vav on Yerodeis in the Peizan, he quotes that it's a machlokes tosis in the Rambam. But he's saying such a case, he's the chalalis. So he passes la locha that what's the shaila? Because the nevela is also b'achila b'muta b'hanor. It's muta b'hanor. So when you cook it with milk, so it's Yisr Chalal Heter, so Basar B'cholov, the Yisr Basar B'cholov, the Yasa B'hanor, should be Chalal on the Nevela, which is Muta B'hanor, that's Yisr Chalal Heter. Just like you say, Yisr Chalal Yisr on the milk component certainly becomes the ultimate in Tam Basar B'cholov, because Yisr Chalal Heter. So same with Gabi Yisr HaNor, that Yisr Chalal Heter. So the Rambam Shita is, there's a famous Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Krisis, which the Achranim called the Nikud in the floor, because the one who translated the Pirush HaMishnayos from Arabic into Hebrew writes on that point. He says V'yesh Bidyan Hazeh Nikud in the floor. There's a very fascinating and deep idea over here, and he has a whole discussion of Yisach Halalist. So Achranim referred to that paragraph in the Rambam in Maseches Krisis in the Pirush HaMishnayos as the Chiddush of the Rambam of the Nikud in the floor. But he says that when do you say that Basa B'Cholav is also B'Hanoa? If the Yisra Hamno Basa B'Cholav is an extension of the Yisra Achila, so first you have to have the Yisra Achila Chal on it, and then once it's also B'Achila Mitam Basa B'Cholav, then I say not only is it also B'Achila, it's even also B'Hanoa, because Rabbi Avon says that Kamokim Shnema Lo Yechol Asochel Asochel Lo Yechol Yisra Achila Bechis Yisra Hanoa. Usually anything that's also B'Achila is automatically also B'Hanoa, unless you have a pasuk that tells you that it's Muta B'Hanoa. So by Basa B'Cholav is also like that. The Yisra HaNoah has to stem from the Yisra Achila of Basa B'Cholav. So here, since this flesh is Nevela anyway, and then, so when I cook it in milk, I violate the Yisra Bishul. But the Yisra Achila of Basa B'Cholav will not be Chal, because it's also Mitam Nevela already, so that's saying Yisra Chal Alisa. So even the Yisra HaNoah will also not be Chal, because it's any Yisra Chal Alisa Legabri Yisra Achila, and Yisra HaNoah has to be extension of Yisra Achila. So that's the machlokes. The Rambam says like that there's no Yisra HaNoah, and Tosfos and Chulin says the fish that there is. I don't know why the dogma of Avot Paskim is like the Rambam. He claims that the Rav HaPaskim hold like the Rambam. I don't know how he figured it out. That's what he says. He says the dog's meat is mutar b'hanoah, that you can buy the dog. Even though Tosfos holds that it says Hashayla v'nisa derais.
Some of them is not available. They don't use regularly. Other meat that we're
not ready to touch. I mean, they use minim p'neim. That's all right. Then there's no shayla. Then everybody would agree, right? The whole shayla only is if they use from a min behema tahira, but it's nevela. So we have a klal of ein yisra chal alisa. Fine, the gemara learns it out from stufim. It's not a klal. The gemara has the gzeres hakatzil that we say ein yisra chal alisa. So the gemara asks over here, but when yom kippur falls out on Shabbos, so you'll also say ein yisra chal alisa. You're not permitted to do malacha. It's interesting, the Gemara holds that any Yisrach HaLalisa not only applies to a chaticha, let's say a piece of meat, which is also mitam nevela, and then I cook it in milk, so the Yisrach Basa B'Cholav is not chal on the chaticha, because it already has an Yisrach nevela, even an Yisrach gavra, like the Yisrach to do malacha on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur. So you're forbidden to do malacha on Shabbos, and now that happens to be Yom Kippur also, so why the Yisrach malacha of Yom Kippur to make a second reason why you're not allowed to do malacha? And not only are you forbidden to do malacha today because it's Shabbos, you're also forbidden to do malacha because it's Yom Kippur. So the Gemara holds that that's also called Ein Yisra Chal Alisa. That's Chiddush number one. So the Gemara says if you hold this, if the din would have been Yisra Chal Alisa, you'd be chayv two chatuas if he does it b'shayi. But since the din ought to be Ein Yisra Chal Alisa, so he should only be chayv one chatuas. And yet the Gemara quotes a Tosefta and increases that it's a machlekes of a kiver of Yisra Gli. So why is it that one time it says that you do hold Yisra Chal Alisa? So the Gemara says because it's an Yisra Kailo. What kind of an Yisra Kailo? That when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur not only forbids you to do Malacha, it forbids you Ba'achilo also. So will you say any Yisra Chal Alisa that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos this year, so there's no Yisra Achila, because any Yisra Chal Alisa, what the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur is not Chal. You can't have overlapping, you can't have one on top of the other, you can't have Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur on top of Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. There is no such klal. You can say that it's Muta B'Achila, but the Yisra Achila is not Chal. So the Yisra Achila of Yom Kippur certainly is Chal. So the Gemara calls that an Yisra Kailo. Since you have to say the second Yisra is Chal Agabi something, the second Yisra has to be Chal Agabi Achila. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So Memela Miglu that the second Yisra is Chal Agabi Achila, Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos Agabi Achila. So Memela you must, one time hold, you must say also that it's Chal Agabi Melacha. So if you do Melacha the Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shecholi is the Shabbos, the Shege, it would be Chayv two Chatois. What is the other Tana hold? Who holds that you only Chayv Achas? You only Chayv Chatois Achas for the Chil Melacha of Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. But not for the Yom Kippur, he holds that any Sechal Alisa, even Aydei Kailo. And that's an old machlokes satanai, whether you say Yisra Chal Alisa or Aydei Kailo. Fine. So the Gemara affects our kasha over here, and Chulin, the Gemara asks in Habiyah's kasha, why is this Yisra Chal Alisa? Isn't this an Yisra Bas Achas? When the Kedushas Hayayim begins, so Shabbos and Yom Kippur come together. Yeah, it's V'yidna. And the Gemara has a klal on Yavamas, Rashi quotes from Yavamas, that everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that Yisra Bas Achas. Everybody agrees that Yisra Chal Alisa. Which one are you going to throw out? Which one are you going to say Yisra Chal? Which one is not? Of course they're both Chal. They have to be both Chal. So the Gemara asks over here, Sof Sof Travai Behadi Hadali Ka'asu. Why is it whole? What has it got to do with chalav with these chalalis? So the Gemara says, no, that it does have to do. Why? Amar Abaye, my time, what's going on? Amar Abaye, Shabbos, Kviya, Vekaima. When the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, the Sheishis, maybe Reishis, he was Mekadosh, all the Shabbos of Hashanah, Le'Yerlam, Vorad, so that's up Netzachim, till the end of all eternity. And Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Yom Kippur, and Beidina, the Kakavi, like, Beznes, Mekadosh, Yom Kippur. So until the Bez makes the Kviyas of Rosh Hashanah, so there's no, it's not Chal Yad Kedusha Sayyim of Yom Kippur. So even all the Maisa, when the both Yisturim, when we're faced with the both Yisturim, this coming Shabbos, the both going to hit us in the face, but Vasachas, Abayi says that that's called the problem of Yisra Halalis. Since the Kedusha Shabbos was Chal before the Kedusha Yom Kippur, so that's why you're faced with the problem of Yisra Halalis.
It's only Chal when Shabbos comes. It's something, but it's not
Chal
until it's Shabbos.
Okay.
Shabbos was already fixed and generated.
But it's not Shabbos. It's
okay. That's the Brisa. Okay.
But it's the
Chiddush. Shver Chiddush. That's why I'm going to tell it over to people. I once told over to London. He didn't believe that it exists. Hashem is an offering of Gemara Chulin. So he said it can't be. So he had to look it up in the Sifra. He looked up in the Sifra. That's what it says. Looked up in the Tesefta. That's what it says. The Sefer Shem Gemara. Machlekes of Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili, whether you hold from Yisra Chalal Yisrael Yidei Koylul or not. And that's what the Gemara says, is the Pshat. Then the Gemara quotes over here in Amor, it's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara quotes in Amor, and Av Kuf Alav Hamadeis, in Chulin. This is in Chulin, Av Kuf Alav Hamadeis, and Masechus Chulin Pergit Anash. The big Sugi of Yisra Chalal Yisrael is later in Kol HaBasa by cooking Benevele with the Cholov, that's over there. And this is in Gid Anash, there's a little bit, a little shtickle about Yisra Chalal Yisrael here too. So the Gemara quotes that one of the Amoraim shalach Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yanke bar Giyori mishum de Rabbi Yechanan. He sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael to the Chachmei Bavel, quoting Rabbi Yechanan, gave a psak that when it's Yom Kippur Shecholi is b'Shabbos, once upon a time it was Yom Kippur Shecholi is b'Shabbos, and some of the people did melacha b'Shegi. So in the days of Rabbi Yechanan there was no Beis Hamikdash, there was nothing to discuss whether the Chayv one chat is two chatos, is nothing to discuss. But still, the Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it la'alocha that if someone is mechal Shabbos b'shogeg b'zman hazeh, he has to write it down on a notebook because to keep chesed, so that when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, he should know how many chatos he has to bring, because you have to bring a carbon chatos for every chil Shabbos that the person did. Not stam, he'll come to the Beis Hamikdash, bring one carbon chatos for all the chil Shabbos that he did.
Won't you say off the money about the Corona?
Like a carbon tummy. So when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, we can't bring yesterday's tummy. We can bring today's, but we can't bring yesterday. Can't bring the carbon musa from Rosh Hashanah that was already. I'll be pashtus. The quote from the Ramami Panu of the Rishon that on the tefillah that we always say, "Shalom Nalav and Erach Mishtachon Shnachon." How do we say? Shalom Nalav and Erach. Yeah, how do you say, Mishmanas? You say we're going to bring the korban. Yeah. Let's say a Muslim. We say we're going to bring. We're going to build it. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't built yet. On Yom Kippur, let's say. Let's hope it will be built tomorrow. But let's say, in case the Beis Hamikdash is not yet built till Yom Kippur. So how does the Chazan, how do we say, Yiratzim the Rebbeinu Shem should build the Beis Hamikdash, and then we will bring the Korbanos, the Musaf, Yom HaKippurim, Hazeh, Nasev, Rakul, Fanecha, Biyavo, Mitzvus, Vitzenechwa. That's the Chavez, Manu, Bottle, Korbanos. So the Pashto says that it doesn't mean that.
It means
that next Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean we're not going to bring for this Yom Kippur. So the Ramami Panu says not so.
So we'll have to bring for all the years Yom Kippur.
We'll have to bring for all the Shabbosim and all the Yom Tovim and all the Rosh Chodoshim and all the Chol HaMoed and all the Yom Kippur. That's a kasha of Yom Abatul Karbon. Because that's the Karbon, says Manu Kavua. How can you bring it later? Right. But let's say a person did an Averis Machal Shabbos B'Shegei and they build a Beit HaMikdash 25 years later, so what's all this man of the Vizman man? You can bring it to
the
other one.
What's the purpose of saying
Karbanis?
You say
Karbanis
for that reason.
Karbanis is...
You say in cases
of... On the Shalma Fonis HaSeimu, right?
If I'm... After New York, I'm Chathas, which will be called Karbanis.
Cause man that is not Beis HaMikdash, that's a substitute. Right? Then we'll not build the Beis HaMikdash and have to bring the real Korban Chal. He's not Yetzir with this Korban Chal. Some Achareim asked that as a kasha. Once he said Korbanos already, so then he shouldn't have to. So why does he have to write it then on his Pinkos? He was Yetzir already. So I don't see why it's a kasha. The Pashtus is, and the Shalom Forms of Seder just means temporarily. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that's under the circumstance, that's the best you can do. When you build a Beis HaMikdash, of course you have to bring in Korbanos. What's Pasha?
The
pastor?
Yeah.
I don't know, is that what the tefillah means though? You're up to the maybe, according to that Rashi?
Yeah.
Could be that's maybe. You're up to it should be built today. We should bring the carbonus today. That could be.
Where's the soul bring? Where's the soul bring? As a figure, Paranoia, took a young day, Parana. The nation took young day, Parana. So then you built Parana.
Yeah, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Could be. Could be. Could be. So the Gemara tells the story that in the days of Rabbi Yochanan once, it was Yom Kippur, Holy is B'Shabbos. And some of the people did malacha on Yom Kippur b'shoigeg, and Rabbi Yochanan was paskening for them whether they have to write down that they chayv one chatas or two chatas. They asked the shaila by the rov whether they have to write down chayv one chatas or two chatas. Those were the shailas that they asked. So Rabbi Yochanan Gita Zog, it depends what he was a shoigeg about and what he was amazed about. If he was a shoigeg, which was it? First comes it's Yisachal. He said first comes. He says Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kriya Kaima from Sheshis Mei Bereshis, and then Yom Kippur is considered as if it's Chal on top of Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan says, for Yom Kippur, even if he's Mechalal, even if he does Malach of Yom Kippur, B'shoigeg, for that he's not Chayv Chatos, because they need Chal Alis. He'll only be Chayv Chatos if he was Mechalal Shabbos, B'shoigeg, and Shigigah Shabbos. But if he does the Malach, let's say he knows that it's Shabbos, and he doesn't care, he's going to do, he's always Mechalal Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, let's say many Jews in America. Yom Kippur they wouldn't do malach. Shabbos they do malach. That's the use. Shabbos they do malach, and Yom Kippur they wouldn't do. So this year, let's say he makes a mistake and he does malach on Yom Kippur Shcholi is the Shabbos, and then later on he knows the Shabbos. Every Shabbos goes to work anyway. But if he would have known that it's Yom Kippur, he wouldn't have done malach. So he mshigegas Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yochanan says then ein is the chalal iser, and he doesn't have to write down on his notebook that he's chayv chatos because the iser malach on Yom Kippur was not chal. On top of the Yisra Shabbos, but if he would have been Shigigah Shabbos, so for that he would have been Chai V'Chatos. So the more effect Takasha. What did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like that? But we paskin Yisachal Alisai De Kerlo, and Gan Shas be paskin Yisachal Alisai De Kerlo. So when the Yisra Yom Kippur is Chal on top of the Yisra Shabbos, the more considers it an Yisra Kerlo because the Yisra Yom Kippur is Chal not only the Gabi Malach, it's also Chal the Gabi Achila. And everybody says that the Yisra Achila is Chal. You can't say, it's not like Bosa B'Cholov, you say, since the Yisra Achila is not Chal, so the Yisra Achila is also not Chal. No, that's for sure over here. The Yisra Achila of Yom Kippur is certainly Chal. Like the Yisra Chal al-Hesed.
The Yisra Shabbos is
the
major. And the Yisra Yom Kippur is the Shoigeg.
Okay.
So you would say in that case the Yisra Chal al-Hesed also?
Why not?
One is amazing, one is
dead,
you can definitely say
come live. No. Come live with the Ramani Tais, it's a good cash. Come live with them doesn't apply to Chayv Chatos. Tais is in the first daf in White Cotton Point. Come live with the Ramani doesn't apply.
Somebody has Mises, so you have to bring a Chatos also?
Yeah. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, a person is walking out in the street with a Kli, which has contents in it, which has some food in it. And he's at Al-Akli, he's carrying the Kli, so he knows, but Shoga Galo Echlin, he didn't know that he had food in it. So, and if he would have known Kalim, he always carries, but food he doesn't want to carry on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that he's chayv mis on the kli, and he's chayv chatzitz on the yorchum. So Tosfos says, Takasha, how, why not say come live with the Ramani? So Tosfos says, no, you don't say come live with the Ramani to pater from the chiyuv chatzitz. Chiyuv chatzitz is kapore. You don't say come live with the Ramani to cancel the kapore. Tosfos has a benegir to other kapores also. Let's say, azar shochal truma b'shege. So you have to take care of the chaymesh. The Tosfos claims a raya. Tosfos in Tzuvah daf chav tes and beis, and the first daf in Eil Naris has a raya from the Gemara also. But you don't say kamla with the rabbanei on that. Let's say koyfer kufa kapora. So Tosfos says you wouldn't say kamla with the rabbanei.
It is also kapora.
Yes,
you need to. So why one kapora and another kapora? Why shouldn't you say?
That's what Tosfos says. A klal that kamla with the rabbanei doesn't pater from chiyuv kapora. Misa can pater from malchus. Misa can pater from mammon, from knas. It can also pater, but not from kapora. Kaporah, no. That's because it has a claw, they have Gemara, it's the crew that it's on.
So how can you get a pater from Kaporah?
You have to bring the kapara. You have to bring the kapara. No, you don't become kapara. You can't become kapara. Yeah, he has to bring the carbon, right? He has to bring the carbon. Chatas, right? So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin to the Balabatim in Eretz Yisrael at that time, that when Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, and they would be doing Malacha of Yom Kippur b'Shegeg, it's Elisa Chalalisa, so they're not Chayv Chatas, they don't have to write down on their notebook that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Shemini Chatas. But we paskin Elisa Chalalisa Yedei Koyla. We just said before, this is an example, this is a regular case of Koyla. So the Gemara answers, no, that was a special story over there. The Gemara says, a funny Gemara. The Gemara says that really Yom Kippur didn't fall out on Shabbos. Yom Kippur fell out in the middle of the week. But it was a Shas HaShmad. Omarov Shmodahav, the guy made a Shas HaShmad. They didn't let the Jews fast on Yom Kippur. So the Balabatim are heartbroken. Can't fast on Yom Kippur. Shas HaShmad. So the Rabbanim paskin for them in Eretz Yisrael that they should. Shabbos, they didn't care what the Jews do. But on the weekdays, I guess they made it work, whatever. So they didn't allow them to fast on Yom Kippur. So they ate on Yom Kippur, Pikoch Nefesh is Dechel, like a Choli, so Shas HaShmat, so they ate also. I want to tell you, Horez Vayad, is Akash. But the Gemara says, Shas HaShmat, so they all ate on Yom Kippur. So the Rabbanim told them to make a Zecher to Yom Kippur, so they said, fast on Shabbos. Shabbos was not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was Friday, middle of the day. But they said, fast on Shabbos as a Zecher. So it was a fake, it was an imitation Yom Kippur, it wasn't really Yom Kippur. So then Rabbi Yechanan said, that if someone will do malacha and that Yom Kippur Shecholi is b'Shabbos, as it was a fake Yom Kippur, wasn't a real Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was a few days before. Habari is not chayiv chatos then. It's not chayiv koris. It's only a make believe takana the rabbanon to fast and not to do malacha and that Shabbos mitam Yom Kippur. That was only Shabbos. It wasn't really Yom Kippur. That's the end of the Gemara. No shy. Still, but there's no chorus midivrei. There's no chorus midivrei. You can't have chorus midirabbanim. What you can have chorus midirabbanim is like this. Let's say hefke bezme hefke. So the bezme makes the din midirabbanim that the money belongs to me, and then I'm a kaddish and isha, and then isha is mizana. So then you have chorus midirabbanim because since they made a hefke bezme hefke, that's the gemara gittin. The gemara says, how can you have chorus midirabbanim? The gemara says, no, since it's hefke bezme hefke, so it's mine. So I'm a kaddish and isha. So the kedushin is chal min atar. So she's a real ishish. I have kibbutz and hefkin, then I bring a korban chato, so it's my korban chato, not kosher korban. So if somebody shechts the chutz lazore, so he's chayv koris min atar. But normally, if a person does an avera that's purely an avera with the rabbanon, so the gemara says koris min divrei in the ikur, you don't have koris at an avera with the rabbanon. If you have nisa v'dei shamayim, that's a different thing. The gemara says kol ayver al divrei chacham chayv nisa. The gemara tells in Erevin in the second paragraph that when Rabbi Kiva was in prison, so they only gave him, the Roman government only gave him a little bit of bread just to survive and a cup of water, enough to live on for the day. So when they brought him the water, so he took the water, he washed until he was dying. And then he ate the bread and he hardly had any water left to drink. So one day that one of his Talmidim brought him the water. So he watched the way the Rebbe is washing. So he said, what are you washing until you're dying? Drink the water. So he said, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva said he'd rather die from dehydration, from not drinking the water, then die because they'll violate the Yisra Derabbanan of eating bread and time until die. Because I was Bikloch Nefesh, tell it the Gemara. But the Gemara says there, but again, to all the Derabbanan, that whoever violates any Yisra Derabbanan is Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim. That's a different thing. Misa B'nei Shemayim you have. But Chorus you don't have. Chorus is worse than Misa B'nei Shemayim.
What was the question about? What
it did Malacha, yeah.
So why shouldn't there be Chayv HaChatos al Shabbos?
Al Shabbos, yes. Yeah, and it says, there's no additional Chatos in Tam Yom Kippur because it wasn't really Yom Kippur. Yeah. That's the Gemara. That's the Sugi Sugi. Then the Gemara has on Yom Kippur that on Yom Kippur there's an Issa, not only is an Issa Malacha, there's an Issa Achilas Shtiv. So rather, the Gemara has a famous sugya in Psochem and in other places regarding Yisachal al Yisra and Yom Kippur but again to the Yisra Achil also. It's a little bit negel halacha. If a person eats kosher food on Yom Kippur, so then you say Yisachal al Hetzer. When it comes the era of Yom Kippur, all the food in the world, all the kosher food is kosher. So then when it comes Lel Yom Kippur, so then all the kosher food becomes also to him Yitam Yom Kippur, it's an Yisra Koritz. If you eat on Yom Kippur, Achil Ishtiyah is an Yisra Koritz. What about the treifa food that was treif on Erev Yom Kippur anyway, the ham or the nevelis of treifas, that was an Issa Lav. There's no chorus if you eat the nevelis of treifas or behemet tmeh. So that's only an Issa Lav, so it's already treif anyway. So then when it comes, Leil Yom Kippur, so I should say, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, so if he eats, Hayechol Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim, is not chayv chorus.
According to the Moshe, according to the Moshe,
Why did it is in light? It means it's an Issa Kailo.
It's a
Kailo. Gemara says it's a Shaila Issa Kailo. Why? Because Yom Kippur is chal not only on this Haticha of Nevela to Trev, it's chal on all the kosher food in the world. And you can't say it's not chal on the kosher food. But since the Issa Achila of Yom Kippur is chal on the kosher food, so the Gemara says you should say Migu that the Issa is chal on the kosher food, it should be chal on the Trev food as well. Mitam Issa Kailo. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's the Machlegs of Shimon and the Rabbanon. When you say Issa chal on this, why they Kailo? So Reb Shimon has this Chiddush Din. Shimon Oimer, Ha'echon Nevela, B'shim Ba'ichoy. Ha'echon Nevela, B'yom HaKippurim. A person eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, B'shoigeg. If he would have eaten any other kosher food on Yom Kippur, B'shoigeg, he would be Chayiv Chatos. Because if he would have eaten it, B'mezer, he would have been Chayiv Koreth. If he eats a B'shoigeg, so he's Chayiv Chatos. But if he eats Trefa food on Yom Kippur, then he's not Chayiv Chatos. That's what the Nod of Yehuda has a tshuva aloha mai. Once you have a choyla. You have a choyla sheish with the Kohen, has to eat meat. Has to eat food on Yom Kippur. So should be given kosher food, should be given trade food. So the Mishnah says, what do you do in general? A person is sick, and in order to save his life, you have to give him trade food. You have no kosher food. And you have two kinds of trade food. One is very, very trade, and one is trade. So the Gemara says, Machilim also, Hakal, Hakal, Tchila. Yeah. The Gemara says, Machilim also, Hakal, Hakal, Tchila.
But he's allowed to eat. So it's not, so it's better to give him kosher food already. He's allowed to eat, so it's not that. How is it ready for
him? So say the same thing. He's allowed to eat, so give him whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, the Mishnah says, "Machilim osa kawa kal tchila." You have to give him whatever has less of an isaral. So the Nadav Yehuda has a tshuva where he talks halacha lemaisa. What's taka the din? You have a choilah sheish v'sakon on Yom Kippur, and he has to eat. Should you give him kosher food? Or should you give him treif for food? Maybe you should say any isachal alisa. Should you give him the treif for food so it won't have an isa karetz? If you give him kosher food, it has an isa karetz. The Gemara does not. See, the Gemara puts it all together. The Gemara, we would have said, if not for all these Gemaras, we would have said that any Yisachal Alisa is only applicable to Yisachet on top of Yisachet. So the Gemaras all say not so. The Ferish Gemara.
So they're saying, Gavron,
right? And also, still the Gemara says, that's a typical sugya of any Yisachal Alisa. The Gemara never distinguishes between
them. Maybe the heter of eating Kuach Nefesh matter is to eat. It does not matter an avela. It doesn't make an avela into a heter.
For it's matter. That person has to eat an avela. It's not an avela.
He doesn't have kosher food.
What you say is kosher food.
He needs a different thing. The Rush. The Rush in the end of Yunus says, when a chayla sheyesh b'sakana is permitted to eat the treifas, or he's permitted to drive him to the hospital, or whatever you have to do to save his life, is that dechuya or is that hutra? Is it het gomor? Or do you say that it's only decha? So the Rosh seems to distinguish between an isa gavr and an isa chet. That's the poshup shat in the Rosh. Some say it runs differently, but the poshup shat in the Rosh is that he says, if it's an isa chet, so then you can't say it's hutra. The most you can say is that it's dechuya. Masheni can, if it's an isa gavr, then you can say it's Hutra Lagamre. There's no Issa Gavre, but Mokam Pikroch Nefesh. So that's what you tell it. Maybe the Yisura Yom Kippur are only Yisura Gavre, so maybe that's Hutra Lagamre. Hashem came in Yisura Nevesh, maybe that'll be Nisa Chepta, so that should be Duchuy. Could be. So the Nerev Yehuda is this. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, why? Because we paskin against Reb Shimon.
Yeah.
We paskin that Issa Chal Alisa Ayidei Koilo. The Shaila is according to Reb Shimon. That's what the Nadi Yehuda discusses. If one should assume that Din is like Reb Shimon, do you have to tell a Ketanim that they should eat trade for food on Yom Kippur? Doesn't sound right. So that's what he has a tshuva about. Why not? Why not say Machilim Oso Akal Akal Tchila? Why not insist that say that the Choylem is Kenim and Ketanim, they should all dafki eat trade for food? La Locha that we paskin that Issa Chal Alisa Ayidei Koilo. So you understand why? Because if you eat the trade for food, you have a double Issa. But if the din would be like Reb Shimon, that's what the Nadav Yehuda has a problem to explain. Why not say? No, nobody ever heard of such a thing. You have to dafki give the treifa food.
Why would they?
Because we have a klal of machilah mosa hakala kal tchila. Reb Shimon holds that any sechal alitz and even ayde kerlo. So if you eat treifa food on Yom Kippur, it's only nisa lav. It's not a nisa kares. Right. If the treifa food has only nisa lav, if you have chayla v'dam, so the tray for food has already an issa karet. But if it's nevelis or it's chazir, yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
does it matter if one is much stronger than the other?
Does not. Even if the second one is an Issa Chamur,
like here, right?
Right, still the Gemara says an Issa Chamur. You have to have Dafki either Koilal or Moisir or Basach. If you have an Issa Basach, everybody agrees that's not Issa Chamur, it's the Chamur Basach. And if the second Issa is Chal, if the first one is not the Basach, then the only time you say that it's Chal on the first one is if the second Issa will either be an Issa Moisir or an Issa Koil. Rashi and Tosfos discussed a famous kasha in connection with Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon say that Ha'echam Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Potur Aleho, that you're not Chayiv Koreis because Eini Sechal Ois Afil Ha'idei Koilo? That would only be true if it was Nisnablo Miboid Yom, if the Nevela was already Nevela on Erev Yom Kippur. What if you have a live animal that dies on Yom Kippur?
Also,
an Erev Yom Kippur it was an Issa Reiv Menachem. But then once it dies on Yom Kippur, so it's no longer Reiv Menachem. Okay. So when it dies on Yom Kippur, the Issa Reiv Menachem disappears, and then I should say they both come together. The Issa Nevela with the Issa Yom Kippur should both come together. While it was alive on Erev Yom Kippur, it was only Reiv Menachem, it wasn't an Issa Yom Kippur. According to Reb Shimon, you say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, so the Issa Yom Kippur is not Chal on top of the Issa Reiv Menachem. But once it's Nisnablo B'Yom HaKippurim, so why not say in such a case that it's an Issa Basacha? That's the kasha that Rashi is. But Rashi says Anachanan. Rashi says in one place Anachanan, that in that case, half of the Rishonim say it. It's both parts, many Rishonim like that. Anachanan, that if it dies on Yom Kippur, Reb Shimon will agree that it's an Issa Basacha. That's what some Rishonim say. Then Rashi himself in backside, he says, no. That I feel in the Snablo B'Yom HaKippurim, it will not be called an Issa Basacha. Why not? So he comes up with a fantastic Chiddush Niflo. He says that the Issa Yom Kippur is called the Tchilas Kedushas Hayom, at the beginning of Yom Kippur.
Okay.
If you have food that comes into existence in the middle of Yom Kippur, Yesh Me'ayin, the Rebbeinu Shlomo creates a chicken in the middle of Yom Kippur. It didn't exist on Yom Kippur. So there's no Issa Achila in that food. If you can take, let's say I'll take chemicals and I'll create food, I'll mix chemicals and I'll make food out of it on Yom Kippur. So Rashi says there's no Issa to eat that food. There's only an Issa to eat, right? There's only an Issa to eat food that existed on Erev Yom Kippur and Bod Yom B'Tchilas Hayah. So the Tchilas Bein HaShmoshes of Yom Kippur creates the Yisuri Malache and creates the Yisuri.
The rain comes down Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
The Gemara says it was there. The Gemara says that the water existed in the ground.
What about a
Beis Shenolda? The Gemara says the Beis Shenolda was there before. You could have shechted the chicken, right? You could have shechted the chicken, the hen, and you would have had the egg. But if you have a Hechetimtza where the food comes into existence on Yom Kippur, so Rashi writes a Chiddush Niflam Sochin.
The one came down on Yom Kippur.
Oh, okay. Let's say the one didn't. Rashi says the one didn't come down, but if the one would come down, Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin. On Yom Kippur, Rashi says it would be Mutka. It would have been Mutka. No, nothing to do. He says that all the dinim of Yom Kippur are chal b'tchilas hayom. Has to be chal b'tchilas hayom. So the Yisuri Achila chal b'tchilas hayom. Whatever is not chal b'tchilas hayom. In Erevin, you have a lot of dinim like that. Erevei Chatzeres and Erevei Tchumina all kind of B'tchilas Hayom. And the Yisra Malacha there is also called B'tchilas Hayom. In fact, the Rishonim Abad the Maharam Rutenberg holds like this Rashi also. So there is a Gemara in the middle of Yevamos, Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara says, what if a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur? How can a boy become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur? He's always Bar Mitzvah at the beginning of the day. So the Gemara says, no, in order to become Bar Mitzvah, you have to have Shonu V'Simonu. He has to be 13 years old. He has to have Shtei Sairis, and the Sairis on the Eivahal Erevo have to be a certain length. So let's say the Sairis didn't grow yet, and the Sairis in the middle of Yom Kippur, the Sairis grow. So then the Gemara says, he becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur. So up until the Shtei Sairis grew, he had been like a katan, so that if he would have violated Yom Kippur then, he would be a La Bar Anshin. And from that point on, from that middle of Yom Kippur on, he's a Bar Chiyuvi, he's a Gadol. And then if he'll do malacha halit on Yom Kippur, he'll be Yoivran Yisurim Derais. So the Maharam Rutenberg, the Rosh, in the end of my cotton quotes from the Maharam Rutenberg Akasha, why should the kid be mechuyav to observe the rest of Yom Kippur? He was a cotton at the beginning of the Kedushas Hayom, and the Kedushas Hayom is only mechayav then.
But the Yisur was there.
No, not for him.
Yeah. But the Yisur was there.
That's what the Maharam Rutenberg says. Since he was in existence, the only thing it was that he was a cotton, so the Tchilas Hayom of Yom Kippur was mechayav him likishayagdo. if he will become a god in the middle of Yom Kippur, it's mechayvim. That's not cool. That's what the Maharam Rutenberg calls Ein Dichayetz on Mitzvah. The Gemara never uses that expression in this context. Maharam Rutenberg, quoted by the Rosh, the end of Masrechet Mike Cotton, calls this a case of Ein Dichayetz on Mitzvah. But let's say you have a Gersh and his Geyer in the middle of Yom Kippur. The din is you're not allowed to be Makabal Gem on Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
What if somebody is called dead and then he gets a revived? On Yom Kippur. The cloud that then adopted
the Benetic Lloyd was not dead, that he wasn't there. He declared that he never was there. I mean, if you make a real system. Okay. Let's say you have a Gersh and his guy in the middle of Yom Kippur. Then you will not say, then it's it points out, then it's Biur on the Sifrei, Parshas Baloisri has talked about Tosaf Shein, then he says not. He says, this Svar of the Maharam, that Kotn Shehigdil Ben Sahayoim, I say that Tchilus Kedusha Sayyam was Machayit in Bad Lachazman, that only makes sense by a Kotn. A Kotn Chach is Jewish. Yeah. You can say that Tchilus Sayyam was relevant for him as a Chayit, and it's Machayit in the Tchilus Sayyam, Likisha Yagdil, if he will become Bar Mitzvah Ben Sayyam. But let's say have a Gersh in his guy Ben for Yom Kippurim, then according to this he will not be mechuyev to observe the end of the day. So the idea is found in other Rishonim that the Iser Achilin, the Iser Malache, the Dinim Deraisa Chal B'Tchilas Kedusha Sayyam. So that's why Rashi has this Chiddush Niflam Sochem. Rashi says that if Nisnablo Miboid Yom, if you have a Nevela on Erev Yom Kippur, then Rav Shimon holds it Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. And it's only Nisa Nevela, it's not an Nisa Yom Kippur. Even though it's a Nisa Kerlo, Rav Shimon doesn't believe in Nisa Chalal Nisa Filai Deka. I predict Rashi Dikashi, what if it's Nisnablo, the Yom Kippur? So there, of Yom Kippur, and it just had the Yisra Rev Menachai, which prevented the Yisra Yom Kippur from being Chal on top of that, if it lead it while it's alive. But then the animal dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, so the Yisra Rev Menachai disappears, and now it's Hetzer. So let the both Yisurim jump on the Vasachas, like Yisra Yom Kippur, Bichal, the Vasachas with Nevela. So Rashi writes in Chiddush Nifla, no, the Yisra Nevela will be Chal, the Yisra Yom Kippur will not be Chal, the Yisra Yom Kippur is only Chal on food that exists b'tchilas hayam. Chiddush Nifla. None of the other Rishonim say like that. Nobody else.
Doesn't say the Yatano is not Shem Tichem, so, I mean, the English should have to do with the meaning of the Yitzhi Mamane
and something like that. Yeah, but Rashi is just saying in the terms of the Gemara. Gemara keeps on talking about Yisra Chal al Yisra on Yom Kippur. So Rashi says, when is the Yisra Chal? B'tchilas Kedushas Hayam. If the food didn't exist, or it did exist, but it wasn't capable of receiving the Yisra Achila, the Chilas Kedusha Yoyim, the Yisra Achila on Yom Kippur can't be Chal in the middle of the day. The Chiddush Nifla, by the Kotn Shehigde Be'em Sayyam is different. So on often in Gemara, Kotn Shehigde Be'em Sayyam, it becomes also to eat food in the middle of the day. So there Rashi will say that what you said, no, the Chilas Kedusha Sayyam is Mechayivim Likisha Yagdil. If he will become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the day, then it was Chal B'Tchilas Hayom. But if the food couldn't have been, if the food was an Easter. Also not. That is Mutal Agamre. According to Rashi, it's Mutal Agamre because it's not Nevela and there's no Yom Kippur. That's a Gomer. According to Rashi, that's a Gomer. Just an Easter to Shechter. And you Shechter it anyway. And you Shechter anyway for the Choyle, then the rest of the people can eat the leftover flesh. That's what should come out, according to Rashi. Allah Almighty. It's a Chiddush Niflo. None of the other Rishonim hold like this Rashi. It's like a wild Rashi. That the Yisra Yom Kippur cannot be Chal after Tchilas Hayom. So Tosis doesn't accept that Rashi. No, that's a different Shah. There Rabbi Yosef Engel explains what the Shah of Yosef Engel. In the Gyanta they explain what it was. There the din was in the Midbar. The Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Zayin says in the Midbar until they crossed over the yard and they were not permitted to eat Nevelis either. When the Matan Torah was given Har Sinai, they were also teaching the veil. But in the Midbar, the din was on the chiras zoi shchitosa. If you just did the chiras simanim and atzava, if you shoot the animal, if it dies naturally in the Midbar, it'll be an isin veil. It wouldn't be allowed to eat it. But if you killed the animal like the chiras simanim and atzava, then in the Midbar, the din was the chiras zoi shchitosa. But let's say they had every beside the chira in the Midbar. And they put on the plumber, lot kosher with the hashgacha, the badat, whatever. Then they cross over the yard, and so all of a sudden the din now declares that you have to have shechita, and the chira is no longer acceptable. So the flesh that already was nishchat hudaf and imloch kosher, all of a sudden the kosher flesh becomes trade. So that the Gemara has any bayah. What's the din? It already had. Yesterday had a shechita. Yesterday the shechita was a good shechita. The shechita just means that you kill the animal by cutting the neck with a saw, with anything. Not going to hilchos shechita. Anybody kills the animal by cutting. So that's a special shaila in that case. If the food was kosher at one time, can you say that now it becomes treif or not? That's a local shaila over there, because the food was nishchat. Who darf a nimloch is mamish nishchat. Because yesterday that was hilchas shchita. So the shaila is today that the hilchas shchita changed. We pull out the carpet from under us. The hilchas shchita all of a sudden changed the rule. So that's a shaila. Can we declare that it's loy nishchat? That's the baya of the Gemara. But here it's a different thing. Here it never had a heter, just that yesterday was ainis achalalis. There's a different reason why the Yisrael Yom Kippur wasn't.
Who the writers on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, let's say it wasn't edible. Let's say food is not Roy Lachilos Sodom, there's no Issa Yom Kippur. And then it becomes Roy Lachilos Adam, middle of Yom Kippur. And I don't know, according to Rashi, it's Chidish Nichlos should be Mutter. None of the Rishonim hold like this Rashi, have I? Nobody else? Yeah?
Rain,
the Gemara says that even though we assume that the water in the clouds, that the water in the clouds is in the state of gas, might be even miblably. Still, the Gemara says not so. The Gemara says we consider it as if it were oichel in the clouds also, even though it's not in the state of liquid. We consider it as if it would have been in the state of liquid. Otherwise, it would be noilat gomer. Otherwise, it would be muktzah. The Gemara says not muktzah. Mm-hmm. People think that it's muktzah because Taisus on the first Daf and Beitzah quotes the Gemara's havamina. It's the Gemara in Erevin that talks about if the rain falls on Shabbos Yom, the Gemara says the rain and the snow that come down is not muktzah. The Gemara says, "Takasha, why not? But my bivo, the water in the clouds, nivlabli, isn't it balua? Isn't it in the state of gas? Why not say it's a noilat gomor?" So the Gemara says, "No, it's not in the state of gas. So we don't consider that. Whatever." The Gemara says, "We don't accept
it's
that."
The
Taisus in the first Daf and Beis quotes the Gemara's havamina. That's why a lot of people never look up the Gemara in Erevin, so they think that my bivo nivlabli, so it's noilat gomor. But the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so. It's not muktzah. It's not noilat gomor that we consider it even when it's in the clouds. As if it would be water, as if it were in the water state, even though it isn't really. So this Peledik Rashi, all the Rishonim disagree with, that if the Yisra Achila, if it wasn't Chal B'Tchilas Hayam, it can't be Chal in the middle of the day. All the Rishonim disagree. So what do they do with this Gemara that Rav Shimon says, Ha'echon Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim is Potter Aleho, and the Pashta seems to imply, even if it's Nesnabla B'Yom HaKippurim, even if it's Nesnabla B'Yom HaKippurim, is also potro leo. So the bottom of Rashi's kasha, why not say that if it's not labiyam akipurim, so the Yisra Eiv Menachai disappears, so now let the Yisra Nevel and Yom Kippur be chalba vatsacha. So Taisus gives a famous test. Taisus gives a different test. And Chulin and Beitzin and Stokim and other places, Taisus has the same test. That while the animal is alive, there's an Yisra Esri Aveinu Zvucha. If you eat an Avela, Taisus says, if you eat, let's say you buy meat in the AMP, that's an Avela, that didn't have a proper shechita. So Taisa says you violate two Yisurim. You violate a lav, less erchel kol nevela, that's a lav, yet malchus for that. In addition to that lav, you're over an Yisur Esrei. That it says, v'zavachta kasher tivi sicho. So the implication is, v'zavachta v'yachalto, min azavuach atarecho. But ein azvucha yi atarecho. That's an Yisur Esrei. So Taisa says, the Yisur Nevela only sets in when the animal drops dead after it's no longer alive. But even while the animal is alive, there's always an Yisur Ein Azvucha. That's always there. Fakir, that Yisur is there when the animal is born. You have an Yisur, you have an Yisur Eiv Menachai, an Yisur Ein Azvucha. So then when the animal is Mesnablo B'Yom HaKippurim, when the animal dies on Yom Kippur, true, the Yisur Eiv Menachai goes off because it's not alive anymore, but the Yisur Ein Azvucha is retained. So that Yisur Ein Azvucha, the Yisur Eshtei of Ein Azvucha that Taisus invents, other Rishonim deny, there is no such Yisur Ein Azvucha. Rashi doesn't open. Because it's in Beitus, it's the Rashi denies it. That's right. That's right. So Taisus claims that there exists an Yisra Esrei Ein Azvucha, number one, and they say themselves that Rashi and other Rishonim deny it. They have a whole machlekes Balei Taisus in Beitzin and Chulin, and Pesachim is there such a thing. And then they say, number two, not only do you say Ein Yisra Chal Al Yisra, if the first Yisra was an Yisra Lav, even if the first Yisra was only an Yisra Asei, like Ein Yisrucha is only an Yisra Asei, I still say Ein Yisra Chal Al Yisra, the second Yisra Yom Kippur, cannot be Chal on top of the first Yisra, which is an Yisra Asei of Ein Yisrucha. And the Prima Gordon points out that all the other Rishonim disagree, they hold that it's not true, that Ein Yisra Chal Al Yisra only applies if the first Yisra was an Yisra Lav, but if the first Yisra was just an Yisra Asei, then the whole Chal doesn't apply. You don't say Ein Yisra Chal Al Yisra. The Taisus Teretz is also questionable. Let me say Shvere Gemara. The Gemara quotes Rav Shimon is saying Ha'echon Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim is only violating the Yisra Nevela and Yisra Lav and he doesn't violate the Yisra of Yom Kippur. Why not? If it's only Nicha, if it's in Sablon about Yom, so if Shimon holds, then Yisra Chalal Yisra, even Aydei Koil. So this Yom Kippur is not Chalal Nevela. But if it's Nisnablo Biyom HaKippurim, why not say that it's an Yisra Basachas, that when the animal dies, the Yisra Eben Achai disappears. And now they're both Chal at the same time. The Yisra Yom Kippur should be Chal Bevasachas with the Yisra of... with the Yisra Nevel. So there's a famous Ritva, Sof Kiddushin. The Gemara has the end of Kiddushin, also a little bit about Yisra Chal Alisa, also a complicated Gemara, about a Kohen Gadol marrying a woman who is a Grusha, Zayna, Halala, and everything. First she was a Geyeris, and then she was a Sarmala, then a Garsha, and some ice. The Gemara makes all the Chesbonis, when will it be Yisra Chal Alisa, and when will it be any Yisra Chal Alisa. The Gemara has a whole discussion. It's a little shtick of the Gemara. So the Ritva there, in the end of Kiddushin, Afayim Zayin, Afayim Ches, the last part in Kiddushin starts a whole dissertation relating this Gemara to other Gemara. How does it compare to Yisra Chal Alisa in other cases? So he quotes a Ravid who comes up with Psanuwaim Fall. The Ravid talks about this Gemara. But nobody else quotes this. Just the Ritva in the end of Kiddushin quotes as our Ravid. We don't have it in any other source. He says this is a different reason why it's saying Yisra Chal Alisa. So after when Yik Nevela, how much Nevela do you have to eat in order to violate the Avera? Akazayas, the volume of an aleph. When you want to violate Yom Kippur, so if you eat a kazayas, that's not enough. You have to eat a kazayas agasa, bigger. You have to eat a larger size. So he says it's always going to be a nisachalali. Because Nevela always comes first. When you're going to eat it, even the snabla of Yom Kippur himself, it's not going to be a nisachalali. It's not going to be an Isra Basakas.
Make a koisvis in one piece, the koisvis in my
mouth. While we're there, one time.
And I have both.
I don't know. That's what he says. He says the person's eating a little at a time. He swallows a little at a time.
But Achille, if you eat it a little at a time, as long as you eat it.
Tech de Achille's process is Mitzurif, right? So he says, no, since he's already violated on the first Kazayat that he swallows, he's already violated the Isra Nevela, and he has not yet violated the full Kashir of Yom Kippur. So then he's going to eat a little bit more, and then you say, oh, now he's violating Yom Kippur. So he says, that's already called Ein Yisra Chal Alisa. I say, Nevela always comes first, because the Shir is more. Because of Gorachirishnif. All the Tirith of Mashiach.
So we're back to the same thing, that you don't eat Nevela on Yom Kippur.
No, we don't. No, that's the Yerusha. We don't pass them like Reb Shimon. We pass them Yisra Chal Alisa.
Yeah, we come back to the same.
Right. According to Reb Shimon, and the other Yehuda says.
Then you would be over and available first.
Okay. Okay, that's another Yehuda discussion. Let's say a woman cannot nurse her baby. And they have to get a menekes nochris. They have to get a goyish woman to nurse the baby. So it says in the Ramah, quote the Ozeruah, that you should insist that the nochris should not eat macholas asuras, cause man that she's maining the Jewish child. Because the machol, even though the milk that's going to come out is going to be just as kosher, whether she's eating chaz or she's eating glat kosher, the milk is milk anyway. So the Ozeruah says, no, but it's still a difference, because macholas asuras will leave a roishim and a vlah, that'll be metamtim asaleh, as the Agaritis says in Saito. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby, and they drew him out of the water, and he wouldn't be manic from the Nachrias, he would only be manic from Yisraelis. So they called the Yisraelis. Why not? So the Ezra says, because the Nachrias was. I would say Nachrias. Also, the Davar Mashkina didn't want to drink from the Nachrias. Why?
It's only a pale Davar
Mashkina. All right. So what was the problem? I would think Nachrias. Shiksa didn't want to have a Nachrias. So the Ezra says, no, that's not why. Because the Nachriya say Trefis, and Trefis is Metamta Mesalev. And even though our children will not necessarily be Peshos of the Dabla Ashkina, so the Ezra says, nonetheless, we should be Makrit.
The name is Mitzvah, there's some
I don't know, it's a good question. So Yom Kippur, you have the Issa Malacha, that's the main din, people don't know, the Issa Malacha.
I have a self-position. Go back to the distinction between
Yom Kippur, that Shabbos is called before.
First, Shabbos comes first.
Yeah, maybe in some sense, Nevela precedes Yom Kippur.
For the same reason, you mean?
Same
time. No, because if it died on Yom Kippur, then it was
considered. No, but the Yisra,
always considered as if it precedes.
Why does Nevela precede Yom Kippur?
Because Nevela is a standard in Yom Kippur, we Makadosh Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur. Whatever it's like in Issa, it's Bechlau, because he said before it's a strange din. It's an Issa Chetz on top of an Issa Gavre that's on top of an Issa Chetz. It's also called an Issa Chalal Issa. Maybe Dabke because of that.
Okay. Could be. It was also for Shem and Mitzvahs, but Nevela was the there's no like preceding. The Shabbos was the Shabbos. The Beisham was the Shabbos. What kind of, in terms of the Issa Nevela, Issa Evim Rechayet, it's more. Because it was also the Beinoah before. So it was preceded the Issa of Shabbos. You could say
it's a big problem. That Gemara is a big problem. Why Yom Kippur on the veil is called an Issa Chalal Issa?
You said the other way around. The Issa of Yom Kippur is called the Holy Issa of the veil. In the case of the veil, it's known to be a
veil. Because Yom Kippur came first.
The veil is first. Because Yom Kippur started, the veil is
from the earlier calling, you know, from Shimon.
Yeah.
The veil.
Right?
He has a header to eat.
Yeah.
And you want to make from a ma'os, as soon as you want to make a butar.
Right, but the Gemara has a klal.
One Easter is headed to, but there's no Easter at all.
No, but the Gemara has a klal. When you have the chayla and you have to give him tray for food, machilim bota hakala kal chila. If you have two tray for things to give him, so you try to give him the one that has less than an Easter. The current term shipment, the tray for food has less than an Easter than the kosher food. Because the tray for food only has an Issa lav on it. The kosher food has an Issa curry.
Yeah, but you start with the difference is over there. You start with something that's also a hachkila. But here it's mutter.
No, but that's what the Gemara goes on a choyla. Menetach a choyla sheyesh b'sakana, who is permitted to eat anything to stay alive. And you have two things that are both trays. So which one should you give? So the Gemara is machila mosa hakala kalpchila. You have to give him the one that has the lesser Issa. That's what the Nevi Yehuda has a tshuva. It should come out la'alocha, according to Rav Shimon, that the ketanim and the cholim and his kainim should be dafke fed on Yom Kippur, trade for food. The dafke trade food, not kosher food. La'alocha, we don't say like that. As we say, Yisra is chalal Yisra. So if you give him the trade for food, they'll violate a double Yisra. But if it would have been like Rav Shimon, how could it be that you have to give dafke trade for food? That's what he discusses in his truth. Okay, so again, on Yom Kippur, you have an Yisra la'alocha. Then you have an Issa Achila Shtia. An Issa Achila Shtia, that's an Issa Lav. And this is an Issa Lav. The Mishnah says the Makzda, Ha'echel be Yom HaKippur. It's like it. The person eats on Yom Kippur, B'mezid, he gets Malkus because it's a Lav. If it weren't a Lav, there wouldn't be Malkus. And then the Mishnah has it, in addition to the Achila Shtia, there is Shari Nuyim as well. There's an Issa Achitza, Sicha, Nilas Hasanu, and Tashmish Amri. Counted as one, yeah. Achilles is counted as one. Yeah, that's only one chorus. Yeah, it's only chayv one chatzos. If you ha'echel v'aisa malacha b'yom kippurim is chayv two chatzos, because that's two averes. But ha'echel v'ashoise, the Mishnah says it's chayv one chatzos, because Achilles shtia is b'chlal achilles. Achilles shtia is one. It's a Mishnah, whole sugi in the last paragraph. So the Ra'an on Daf Aleph, the first piece of Ra'an on the Rif, in Yuma, quotes the machlokes between the Balei HaTosfos and the Rambam regarding the Shari Nuyim. Shari Nuyim. There is a Gemara in the Dorim that he quotes that if one does Achila Shtia B'Yom HaKippurim, B'Mezid is Chayv Koris, and therefore B'Shogeg is Chayv Chatos. But the Gemara has in the end of the Dorim that that's only Achila Shtia. But Shari Nuyim, there's no Issa Koris. If a person wears shoes B'Mezid on Yom Kippur, the person does Tashma Shamito, Rechitz Sicho, and that is no Issa Kores. So the Rishonim have a machleike, is the fact that there's no Issa Kores, does that indicate that it's really only an Issa Derabbanan? That the only thing that's an Issa Derais is Achil Shtiyah? And the other is Rechitz Sichon and Asan Tashm Shamit is an Asmachtim in the Rabbanan. I think Mar has a whole series of Psukim. The Tesis says everything is an Asmachtim in the Rabbanan. That's Daz Bali HaTesis. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam Shita is that everything is an Issa Derais. Chain Das, the Rambam Zal Perakal Mechashvisa Sasser, the Kulim in the Rais and Nim. Machleik is the Rambam and the other Shem. The Rambam learns the Gemara that it's just a smile from Koris. There's no Issa Koris on the Shari Nuyim, but still, they are in Issa Derais. So the Ran has a famous kashya. He quotes, this is a din that people don't know. There is a Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Chesam and Beis. The Gemara in Yuma talks about the din, it's not the din of Chinuch. It's a different din. A katan shehigil Chinuch, so the parents have to be mechanach the children, that they shouldn't eat on Yom Kippur when he's able to. The Gemara says either the year or two before Bar Mitzvah, if he's strong enough, then 2 years before Bar Mitzvah. If he's not so strong, b'chayla, then 1 year before Bar Mitzvah, you have to fast the whole day. And then 2 years before that, misanim l'shoros, you have to make them fast part of the day. And before that, the Gemara says you're not allowed to let him fast even part of the day, because it's a sakana. That's how the Yishalmi says. The chashash sakana, you have to insist that they should eat. That's a bayah katan shegiel l'chinuch. Katan shegiel l'chinuch, the Gemara says in the end, the lev dafin lulav agozol, the Gemara says the father has to buy him tzitzit, has to buy him tefillin and lulav and sukkah, shofar, everything. Each mitzvah depends on the katan shegiel l'chinuch, when he's able to do the ma'aseh mitzvah for that, to perform the ma'aseh mitzvah for that mitzvah. So if they're able to fast, it's good, shegiel l'chinuch. Let's have a little baby. Let's say I have a baby not even 1 year old. That's a different thing. Let's say I have a baby is one or two years old, doesn't even understand what it is, Yom Kippur, doesn't understand. So there's no din of chinuch that I should be mechanach the child. So would I be allowed to let the baby wear leather shoes? The Gemara says that the Feirish din no. The Gemara says that from all the chomishin nuyim, right, only Nilas Hassan B'lazasa, and everything else is moved. That's the Gemara Da'afayim Chesam base. Tana Rabbanu not the Sefte, Tinoik is mutarim bekulam chutz menilas hasan. It goes on a tinek shelo yigil lechinuch. Not a kotna shigil. Tinek means a little baby who's lo yigil lechinuch, doesn't understand bechlal what it's all about. Says muta bekulam mechitz asicha, and muta bekulam not only means we're allowed to let the kid wash his hands. We are allowed to wash his hands. Muta lachilu biyadan. We're allowed to wash his hands. We're allowed to smear him with oil. Muta for us to do it chutz menilas hasan. We're not allowed to let the child wear leather shoes. A little baby.
Yeah.
Not allowed to let little babies lo yigil lechinuch at all. Not allowed to let the child wear leather shoes. So the Gemara says, why? What's the difference between them? So the Gemara says, Ella. The Gemara finally has a whole discussion, a few lines. The Gemara finally says, Ella. Hanach the lab Rivi Sayu. Goz Rebuhu Rabbonim. Hanach the Rivi Sayu hu. Loi Goz Rebuhu Rabbonim. The Gemara says that wearing shoes, Nish Gefelach. A little baby can be just as healthy with leather shoes or without leather shoes. Since it's not really that essential to the health of the child that he should wear the leather shoes, so the Gemara says that they're not allowed to let the child wear the leather shoes. But as far as the chitza and sicha is concerned, since that's extremely important, that's what the Gemara says. It's important to shmir, to wash the baby every day, and to shmir the baby with oil every day. Shulchan Aruch, the Achronim say that the Gemara says we don't wash the baby every day, so in the Melech you're not allowed to wash on Yom Kippur either. We don't shmir the baby with oil every day, so you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara Gemara, their shita and taking care of babies was that it's extremely important. When you have seven children, you don't shmir the baby every day. I don't know. I don't think we did when we had our first baby either. I don't think we did when we had one baby.
The first baby you're doing, but after you have a few more.
So that's so the Gemara says that his mother used to wash every day, he used to bathe the babies every day, he used to shmir with oil every day. So since it's really sayu, that's for the good health of the baby. So loy gozibuhu rabbanon, that's muta. But wearing the shoes, that it's not rivi sayu, it's not necessary for the good health of the baby. Gozibuhu rabbanon, so the rabbanon l'goizim. So the Ran asks on the Rambam, what do you mean the rabbanon l'goizim? What do you mean the rabbanon l'goizim? We have a clause up there on the Gemara, the end of Yivamos and Perek Cheresh, that even by the din of chinuch only applies by cotton shegil chinuch. He's old enough to understand what's going on. Not he treifus observe Shabbos and so on. But let's say it's a little tiny baby doesn't understand mechalal what's going on. So there's no mitzvah of chinuch, but still there is a din. Avosel lahachiva biyadai. It says in the Chumash regarding the macholos asuras loy soichlum, and the Gemara darshin is loy sachilum. Not only are you forbidden to eat them, you're forbidden to feed them to a tinek shaloi higil chinuch, even to a tinek shaloi higil chinuch. That's just parenthetically, that's a machlokes in Paskim, what kind of a din that is. Why is it such a din that it's even a tinek shaloi higil chinuch atzasa lahachiva biyadayim? Somehow the Gemara, that's a good question, why isn't it lifneiva? I don't know exactly.
Lifneiva is only supposed to know if it's also.
Why not say that it's part of Maisaveir? Why not? That's a shaila. It's a deal in Achrenim, whether Maisaveir or Kotman's Maisaveir. So if you hold like those Achrenim will say that yes, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a strange, he has a tshuva in Chelek Yerodei, has nothing to do with halacha maisa. Is the maisa avera kotna maisa avera not? A pilpul. I think it's the first simon in his second Igros Moshe on Chelek Yerodei. So he doesn't like it, he says no. He says that it's not. But a lot of achayim say yes. Mishkan Siyank and many others, Achayim, they said yes. Maisa avera kotna is a maisa avera. I have a lot of rights attached to it.
The
father, the father has to stop the child. Anybody other than the father doesn't have to stop the child. That's a question. I don't know. That's a good question. Why doesn't everybody have to stop? Why isn't it the neither? I don't know. But somehow the Gemara ignores that. Gemara and all of the Shreinim. I don't know the reason why. So the Gemara has a din of lois achivim that also lachiv a biyavam. You're not permitted to feed the cotton even lohi gilachim, and you're not permitted to feed them with trace of food. So separate din. So the Shreinim have a machlokes about this. What the nature of this din is. Some Shreinim say that even though the child is lohi gilachinoch, there's no conscious chinoch on the child. But that there's maybe some subconsciously there is a little chinuch, even as mamish, a little baby just born, let's say it's a month old and you're giving him tray for food, what's the baby going to know? So the Rabbeinu Yoina writes in the Sefer Yisa V'Heter, it's not a Rishon, an early Yachin, Rabbeinu Yoina writes in the Sefer Yisa V'Heter that it's also l'achila b'yadayim, even though he's not higir l'chinuch, because later he will become a bar chinuch and later he will be mechuyev in mitzvahs. So with respect to l'achila b'yadayim, there's already a din of chinuch. That's how the Rabbeinu Yoni writes. So the Narid Yehuda's son has a tshuva in Shivas Tzion, where he writes that according to the Rabbeinu Yoni, it would only be Yosel Achila Biyadayim if it's a cotton. So let's say he's a cherish and a shoita. Let's say he's retarded, or let's say he's deranged, and he's never, and the doctors don't think that he'll ever be cured. Then he says it's Mutal Achila Biyadayim. Then he says there's no reason. Mutal Achila Biyadayim. Because the Rabbeinu Yoni says that this din of Yosel Achila Biyadayim is an extension of the din of Chinuch. There is an aspect of chinuch that begins even at the age when the child is not yet conscious and he's not doesn't really understand what's going on.
That's the practical application that
is that's the problem. That's the problem. And Chassam Sofer quotes the Shivas Tzion and he disagrees. He says there's a Rashba in Perek HaNezokim in Gittin. Perek HaNezokim. The Rashba is not talking. It's in Gans and Shalom and Oinyan. The whole long paragraph in the Rashba, and he found mamash like a needle in a haystack. There's one line in the Rashba where the Rashba says mefurish, also lachilah b'adayim afila b'cheresh u'sheikh. Has nothing to do with what comes before, what comes after. It's just derech agav, kalah hayad. The Rashba throws in that line. So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva quotes this Rashba. So he says, how can you pass like a Rabbeinu Yoina, who's an achron, not the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rishon? How can you pass like this, so the head to the Rabbeinu Yoina against the Rashba? So that's what the Chassam Sofer has the Tshuva. Let's say Rachman Latzman, someone has a relative was retarded or deranged and they put him in an institution, they give tray for food. So what do you do with also l'achila b'yadak? If the person has no brayer, they'll keep the person home, they'll keep the cherish of the shirt home, they'll go crazy. If you have no brayer, you have no brayer. But the shaila is if you have a brayer, if there's one thing physically in
Boston, if you don't give it, if you give it,
you have somebody else. So that's what the Chassam said. That they should be cured.
Yeah.
To eat that they should be cured. Yeah. Yeah. That's the Mogadon Gon has.
It's a question of cure. It's a question of
a. No, that's what he talks. The person who's not all there, so you're permitted to give him food on Yom Kippur, even though he's not going to die. But if you won't feed him on Yom Kippur, so he'll be meshuga for an extra day. It's going to take a long time till we cure him. So that's called Pikuach Nefesh. That's what the Rav says. Rav B'Shem Rabbeinu also an halacha like that. No, not chayishur. No, pikuach nefesh means only if a person's life is in danger and you save his life. What if the person is meshuge and you save him from shigoyim? So Rav Moshe Feinstein passes in the Tshuva based on Rashi and Tainas that that's not called Pikuach Nefesh. That Rashi writes in Tainas, Rashi and Tainas happen not to be Rashi. But the Mefarish and Tainas didn't claim Rashi. So the Meyuchas, the Rashi and Tainas writes that that you're only permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to do an Isser to save a person from Shigoyin, and if you're afraid that the Meshugana will jump into the ocean and commit suicide, or you're afraid he'll kill somebody else. But if the person is just Meshugi, Meshugan, or remain Meshugi, and you want to save him from Shigoyin, then from Rashi and Tainas is Mashma, that is not Pikuach Nefesh, that's Rav Moshe Paskins. And Rav Salvechik says, B'shem Rav Chaim, that he Paskins like this Prima Gorim, that the Prima Gorim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Halacha says, that Choylo HaRuach, and if you'll feed him the proper food, he will become a Bardas. So that's also called Pikuach Nefesh, even though his life is not in danger. Just he's Meshugia. And by doing an Aveira, by driving him to the hospital, by feeding him trace of food, whatever, you will be able to make him normal and healthy again. So Rav Chaim Paskin like also like that Mishnah Berurah, B'shem the Prima Gorim, that that's also called Pikuach Nefesh. Right? Yeah? Shach of Bulma said that the Gemara seems to assume that the real Hashash that comes to his life.
Right now.
For the Prima Gorim adds on, Lav Davka, not only a Chaz of Bulma, even just a Meshugan, and he won't die. There's no Chaz of Bulma. The Gemara applies it to everything. Also L'Hachilo B'Yadan, you mean. Also L'Hachilo B'Yadan.
He's going to do Yisr Shabbos. He's going to light a fire, he's going to do things.
Who, Acherish and Meshoyte?
Yeah.
No, he's not Mechuyiv L'Hachilo. No. Cotton also, cotton doesn't have very not Mechuyiv L'Hachilo, except for the father. The parents, father and the mother have to, but other people don't have to be Mechuyiv. That's the Gemara. Ain Bez Mitzvah, it's a Machlek, it's how he passed it. But Rova Paskin, Rova Rishayin Paskin L'Halacha. Yeah? So we have a klal, the Ran quotes, we have a klal in the end of Yevamis that it says by Macholas Asuris Lo Yisoichlum, you're not permitted to eat treva food. And the Gemara Darshan's lois achilum, you're not permitted to feed it to a tinuk, even though the tinuk is lo higiel achinuk, hakot mishalei higiel achinuk. Still, the din is also achilu biyadai. Whatever the nature of that din is, whether it's a din, also a din of chinuk that's limited only to cotton and doesn't apply to cherish and shoyter, it's a separate din that does apply even to cherish and shoyter, whatever. But at least by a cotton, for sure, there's such a din. Also achilu biyadai. And the Gemara says mafurish that this din of also achilu biyadaiim, although in the chumash it's only found by three dinim. But the Gemara says that it applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. It's also L'Achil B'Yadayim for all Yisuri Torah. So the Ran says, why does the Gemara say over here, you are not permitted to put on the leather shoes on your baby, on Yom Kippur, because Gozru B'Hu Rabbonon. The Rabbonon were Gozru. What did you exert the Rabbonon? If you say that the Yisuri Nilos HaSandl is an Yisuri Deraisa, and you have a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, Lo Yisachilom, also L'Achil B'Yadayim, so of course it's an Issa Deraisa to put on the shoes on the baby. What does the Gemara have to say? Gozru Rabbanan. So Luz Nizog Niran says that Tesis is right. So you have to say that Tesis is right, that Nilas HaStandal and the Shari Nirim is only the Rabbanan. The only thing that's an Issa Deraisa is Achin Ishtiel because you have Kores. And the others don't have Kores. That's an indication that they're only an Issa Rabbanan. And all Issuri the Rabbanan Zog Niran. Now the Ran goes another step. And in Isuri, the Rabbanon, the din is that it's mutal achil biyadan. It's also machloikis. The Rambam says, and the Chaber in Shin Mem Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos, quotes the Rambam, that also achil biyadan bein Isa deraisa bein Isa derabbanon. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achrenim HaMekel, like the Rashbo and the Ramban and the other, and the Ran, that it's only also achil biyadan and Isa deraisa. And Isa derabbanon mutal achil biyadan. Let's say a lot of people are Nizah Chol of Akum. So do they have to buy Chol of Akum for their children also? So they have to buy Chol of Yisrael for their children also? Can they give the children Chol of Akum? That's the shayla. So that's the whole, even if Chol of Akum, even if it's also Chol of Akum, it's only Nisah Derabbanan. And the Rov HaPasim, the Mishmuri says, Rov HaPasim hold, and Nisah Derabbanan is mutal achil biyadayim if it's Tzorach HaKotim. Not that I can ask the kid to do an Aveir Derabbanan for me. I can give the kid Treif as Derabbanan. So that's what the Ran holds over here also, like the Mishnah Berurah. Like the Gemara jumps. The Gemara says if you would have only had one pasuk by Shiratzin, I would have said it's only by Macholos Asuris. If you want to only had the pasuk by Emor V'Amarta L'Hazik Delamartan by Tume, I could have said it's V'Alachalik. And then there's a third pasuk by Dam, I think. There's a pasuk by Dam also, Shavu L'Hachad Yadav. So I might have been Machalik only here, the Kores, and only there, and only here. But once I have all three, the Gemara says that it's a universal din. And the Pashtun says, some pasuk hold it's only the Rabbanon, the call it Erkul. The Rova pasuk hold that it's Deraisa. Lois Tachinim is an Issa Deraisa on all these three pairs. That's what the Rani asks on the Rambam. Why does the Gemara say that on putting on shoes on the children is also Gazbuhu Rabbanon? Why is it only Exera de Rabbanon? Should be a regular Issa Deraisa. Lois Tachinim. Because Nidos HaSandal is an Issa Deraisa. So he says he thinks the only way out is to assume that Nidos HaSandal is an Issa Derabbanon. And on Issa Derabbanon, the din is that there's no din of Asa Lachil of Yaldai. So this is the taina that the Rani asks against the Ram. He says all the other rayas back and forth can be answered. So he considers this the only raya that has no answer. So Blazer Shach writes in the Sefer, everybody says that Blazer Shach writes in the Sefer a simple answer on this. He says, you look in the Rambam writes that there's a major distinction. Rambam writes all the Chomishinuim Adirais. So like the Ran quote, Rambam writes the Sefer like that. All the Chomishinuim Adirais, Achidish Ti has a Kores, and Shari Nuim has no ownership Kores. But still, the Rambam writes a major distinction between the two, another distinction that Achidish Ti, you violate a law. Oichov Ashoy Sabiyam Kippurim is over on a law. Where the love is a question. Where does it say in the Chumash Loi? It says V'Nisa. Sounds like an essay. So the Gemara has a hard time finding where the love is. The Gemara starts fishing. The Rambam quotes a different passage from the Gemara. There's a Shver Rambam. There's a Shver Gemara with a Shver Rambam where the love is. But the Mishnah says there is a love. The Mishnah says the Malkus. That one who eats on Yom Kippur gets Malkus. If there were only an essay, there wouldn't be Malkus. It's clear from the Mishnah that there's a love. There's no doubt about it. The other question is, where is the love? So you have a problem. You have to break your head to figure out where the love is. What about on Rechitza Sicha Nilos Asam Tashu Shamita? If you should assume that it's Deraisa, like the Rambam, so the Rambam says there's no law. That's only an essay. Then the Rambam says what the essay is Gorachid. She says the essay is Shabbosom. I would have said Vinisim. I would have said Vinisim. The Gemara says it's five times Vinisim. The Chomishinuri says five times Vinisim. The Rambam says no. It says Shabbosom Shvos Lishbos Minho Inui. Okay, whatever the marker is. But that and that there's no law. To abstain from these tanugim. Yeah. Forgot the lotion, but he writes lishbois min from the hanoyah. So I forgot the lotion exactly. The Rambam writes mefurish that only achilas shtia, all five are their eyes. Only achilas shtia have chorus, and only achilas shtia have a law. Whatever the law is a problem. And the Shari Nuyim only have an essay. There's no law. So Blazer Shach writes a double portion. He says the din of Lois Achilum, Shalal Achil Yadayim, only goes on a law. It doesn't go on an essay. Let's say I have a little baby and I don't help the baby shake the lulav on Sukkot. So that's not this. What Lois Achilum? What kind of Lois Achilum? If it's a Katan Shehigil Achinoch, then it's Chinoch on a mitzvah sesi. Because you don't speak about any chinuch at all. There's no idea of lois hachinuch. Let's say I have a baby bottle that I wasn't taibu. The mitzvah tfilas kelim. So I have a baby bottle that nobody uses outside of the baby. The baby doesn't understand anything about tfilas kelim. The little baby is lohi gilachinuch. I can talk myself blue from today till next year. The child will never understand what tfilas kelim is all about. So there's a din of chinuch that I have to be taibu the kelim before I give the baby a drink of milk from the bottle. That Rav Leizer Shach assumes that they'll push it. That's not Tfilas Kelim is a mitzvah. It's not an Issa. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Avada, there is an Issa. There's an Issa to use the kli without being table. Give a vatli yesterday. If I have a kitchen full of kelim and I never use them, so there's no mitzvah to be table. And if I want to use it, without being table, then I'm a vatla mitzvah. If I never use them, so I'm not a vatla mitzvah. Let's say a storekeeper, a shopkeeper has a store full of pots and pans. He's not table of kelim and not using it. There's no mitzvah tefillah kelim until you're holding by using it. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. There's an iser to use the kelim without being tevilem. The iser means that you're a vatla mitzvah. But if it's a tinoi, savadi, you don't have to be tevil tefillah kelim on the baby bottle. The tinoi is lahi gilachinoch. And you don't say you're violating machila biyadayim. What machila? You're giving him food biyadayim in the bottle. But you're not violating, you're not causing the baby to violate an aveira. You're just causing the baby not to be in the kaima mitzvah. Nu, what's it? The baby's lohigil chinam. That's what Blazer Shah says over here. The Rambam Shita is mefurish like that. That only achila shtiyah have with it a lav. And the Shari Nuyim is not an Easter. It's not an Easter. It's not even an Easter essay. It's a Kiyum essay. It's a mitzvah essay. It's not an Easter essay. It's a Kiyum essay. The key
in this. Why do you have to have such a complicated
answer? Right.
I don't understand why you have to answer. The Brisa says to know because we're talking the kulon, and that applies to all five Rashi's.
Chutz menila sasan.
Right.
And then the Gemara says why? So the Gemara says because the Chitz of the Sichel. Right.
So it would seem that the. Otherwise, there would have been a Xero and a Rabbanon, even for Achilo Shusia. They didn't do
right.
It because of that. So
right.
Now, that would be certainly a lie.
Achilo Shusia is a Shash Sakana. Some of that's a Shash Sakana if you don't feed the baby.
No, but I say, but there, why would you need a Xero over there?
I don't know if it goes on the. I don't know if it goes on Achilas Shtiyah. Maybe it goes on the Mechitza V'Sicho. I don't know. Maybe Mutar B'Kulam goes on the Mechitza V'Sicho. Maybe it doesn't go on Achilas Shtiyah. Achilas Shtiyah is that's a different thing later. That Achilas Shtiyah. Amy Adam is Hatin Oikas. That before a certain age, you're not permitted to allow the child to fast even the Shoahs. You must insist that the child should eat because of the Shoahs.
Achilas
Shtiyah also. I don't know if the Hezber of the Gemara goes on. I don't know if you have to say the Hezber of the Gemara goes on that. The Hezber of the Gemara perhaps does not go on that. I think the Pashtus, the Gemara only needs the Hezber to explain the difference between the Chitz of Yisrael on the one hand as opposed to the Nilas Hassan on the other hand. But Koparim said didn't that a lot of people don't know that even little babies or mamish lo higil achin don't understand what it's all about. So the favorite should then, no machleg is that you're not permitted to let them wear shoes, leather shoes. You have to get sneakers for the little babies as well. The Gemara has a din, special din by Yom Kippur, a din of Tosefas Yom HaKippurim. That even before Yom Kippur begins, even before Ben Ashmashes begins, let's say the Vilna Gaon says Ben Ashmashes begins with Shkia. Right after Shkia starts Ben Ashmashes. So even before Ben Ashmashes, before Sofik, Yom Sofik Lailo, there is a din of Masif Mechoel Ala Kodesh. The Gemara of Rosh Hashanah has, on Daf Testament Aleph, the Gemara has a series of Mekoris to establish this din. That there exists a halacha of Tosefas Yom HaKippur. So one famous marker is the pasuk that says V'inisim esnash esech mitzisha l'achodesh bo erev. The Gemara asks the kasha, what do you mean? You don't fast on Tisha, you fast on Asiri. But the answer is no, we can't, that you have to be Moisim Mechol l'achodesh. And then the Gemara has another marker that it says by Shmita, b'achorish b'akotze tishbos. So the Gemara fact takasha, b'achorish b'akotze tishbos, it already says all the dinim of Shmita are written already in Bahar. Why do you need this additional pasuk in Shema Islam Adalid Bachorish of Akotze Tishbaiks? So it must refer to Tosef Shmita. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva says it refers to Tosef Shvitz. The din of Tosef Shmita is a din deraisa. Why? Because Shmita has a kedusha zman. The whole year has a kedusha zman of Shabbos, and we cannot alamed. From here I learn out to call out the rakula that any zman that has a kedusha. Like Shabbos or Yom Kippur or Yom Tov or Shmita, Yovel, anything that has a kedusha zman, whether it's a day or a week or a year, there's a din of masif mechayel ala kodesh. And then the Gemara has a third source. The Gemara in the first perek in Maikotna has a third source where they say that perhaps it's a halacha l'moshe misinai that there's a din of tosef shviyas that you have to be moshe mechayel ala kodesh before the shnas hashmita begins. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan that there were three halachas l'moshe misinai that were given down in one package. The Gemara says, Arova la Mizbeach, that on Sukkot you have to have Arova la Mizbeach, and Nisach HaMayim, and Esenetiyas. Esenetiyas, hey, he said there is normally a din, there's normally a din of Pesach Shviz. You have to be Moisif to forbid Avodas HaKarka a month before Shemitah begins, unless you have Esenetiyas, unless you have a soda with 10 young saplings planted, and you won't do Avodas HaKarka, so it'll be Mazik the young tree, so then there's a Heter. That then you're allowed to do avodas hakarka during this month of Tosefes Shviz. And normally you're not allowed to violate Tosefes Shviz. So the Gemara says, "Am I cotton?" And that's how the Rambam passes, like that halacha Moshe Sinai. Then the Gemara says, "Why was it given in one package, one package halacha Moshe Sinai?" That Avraham Alam is Beach and Nisuch Hamayim and Esen Etiyas, the Din of Tais of Shviyas. So the Gemara says to teach you that only Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayon, and you have the Din of Nisuch Hamayim and you have in the Beis Hamikdash on the Mizbech, and you have the Din of Avraham Alam is Beach. So Bisman Hamikdash, then you have the halacha Moshe Sinai of Tais of Shviyas. And the heter of Esenethias. But with man, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and you don't have the other two thirds of the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, of Nisach HaMayim and Arovan on his death, so you don't have the Din of Taisa Shvisi. These are the three Mekaris in the Gemara for the Din of Toser. So the Rambam passage is like this one. The Taisa Shvisi is only Asim and Atera, with man HaMikdash. With man, the Lek HaMikdash, there is no Halacha Moshe Mitzinai of Taisa Shvisi. Why not learn that from the Pasuk of... he passes like the other Tana that poster goes on something else. Goes on a different din. So the only din the Rambam quotes is Taisus on Yom Kippur. The Rambam quotes Taisus Yom Kippurim is a din deraisa v'nisem. It's not shesech mitzisha lachodesh b'erev that Taisus Yom Kippurim is deraisa. Not mikanat alohim lachavat harakula. He doesn't hold only Taisus Yom Kippur is deraisa. Taisvis on Shabbos and Yom Tov is not their Raisa, not even their Rabbana. You're not mechuyev to be most mechuyev the Kodesh, the Rambam Shita on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Taisvis Paskin, the Balei HaTaisvis Paskin, like the other Tana, that there's a din of Tosefes on every Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and everything. And the Rambam Paskin's known, there's only a din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur, but for now the Achreel, and there was a din, Bizman Shabbos, Hamikdush HaYakam, there was a halacha Moshe Mitzinah, Tosefes on Shmiteh, which no longer applies after the Churban Abayis, because it was one package Halacha Moshe Mitzinah with the Yarov Alam Izbeah and the Nisach HaMayim. That's the Psak HaRam. How did the Ramam know how to Paskin? With the Kol HaPsak, it's a little bit not always gehalten, because the Ramam should have Paskin like Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaveira, the Gemara says in Yivam Mustafa Mavok. So why does he Paskin against Rabbi Kiva? So the Vilna Goyen has the famous comment in Hilchot Shabbos by the Simon about Hadlaka Sanera is, the Mechaber writes that you have to be Moisa Mechoyla La Kodesh and Ben Shlicht half an hour before, whatever, before Shabbos begins. So the Goyen said that Shita Satesis. And the Rambam Paskin is not, so there's only an obligation of Tosefis on Yom Kippur. How does he know? What's the Mokka? How did the Rambam know? That he quotes the Mishnah in Shabbos with his Machlekes Bishama Bisil. So the Shama say you're not allowed to set up a sprinkler system on Erev Shabbos that will water your lawn. You're not allowed to set up a system where a Malacha is going to occur on Shabbos. Or b'silul matirim im hashemesh. The Shammai say you're not allowed to bring your clothes to the Chinaman to wash if you think he's going to do it on Shabbos. And then it says b'silul matirim im hashemesh. B'silul say you're allowed to do it up until shkiyah. So he says, what do you mean up until shkiyah? Shkiyah is doch ben hashmoshes. What happened to ben hashmoshes? Is avari not allowed? What happened to Tosefes Shabbos? So the Goyen says, from the fact that the Mishnah says 5-6 times im hashemesh b'silul is matir everything im hashemesh up until shkiyah. So you see that there's no Tosefes. He says that's the mocker for the Rambam's psak to paskin like this Tana, that you only have Tosefes on Yom Kippur, and you used to have Tosefes on Shmiteh b'zman shemesh mikdash hayikayim with the halacha Moshe Mitzinai arov olam mizbech with nisach hamayim with esen etiyas. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is like Tosefes, that there is a din of Tosefes Shabbos, right? The Rambam, the Vilna Goyen is not disagreeing. It just points out the Rambam disagrees. He's not paskening like the Rambam. It just points out the Rambam is mechulah based on the Mishkan.
What's the nature of the Tosefes? What if somebody walks on
the Gemara says if he does melacha, he's not chayv koris. He's over nisar esei. There's no malchus either. The Gemara says it's a nisar esei. Minad Yom Kippur, yeah. Tosefes on Yom Kippur also, no cards, right.
Does the Zohar go and imply them as Rabbi Akiva postulates like Beishamai
rather than like Beisil? Rabbi Akiva would disagree. No, they wouldn't hold like Beishamai, they would disagree with Beisil. They would only be Matir half an hour before the Shemesh. They would say you're allowed to set up the system even though Malacha will occur on Shabbos, but you're only allowed to do it half an hour before Shabbos begins, because you have to do Tosefes. That's Shaila, how much is Tosefes? Some Rishonim say Chatzi Shor. Shaila, how much is Chassi Shor? Some Rishonim say he also. Yeah. So Dion in Paskim, how much is Tosefes? So here there's a Dion within the Rambam. If you assume like the Rambam, according to the Rambam, that there's only a Din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur, does that only mean Tosefes for inui, or even tesefes for malach. So the Magid Mishnah claims on the side of the Rambam that according to the Rambam Shita, that the only time you have a din tesefes deraisa at all is on Yom Kippur. So why don't you have it on Shabbos and Yom Tov if it's a din tesefes on Kedushas Hazman? So the answer is not a din tesefes on Kedushas Hazman. It's a din of tesefes on Tainus. There's a din of tesefes on Tainus. So he says there's only tesefes on Yom Kippur legabi. According to the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishnah, it would make sense the person should be mekabel tanis an hour before and drive to shul. He can drive to shul, no contradiction. And then after Yom Kippur is over, he can and have in mind he still wants to have the service legabi inui, the service lefonat, the service lachal legabi inui, even though he's doing malacha, no contradiction. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. He says that since the Rambam holds only to Sefes by Yom Kippur, not by Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so you see that's not that you're Moisif on Mikdusha Sayyar. So it's only Inu. Oh, yeah, Chamish Inu. Right. But not for Malacha. May I say it over on? For Malacha, he says not. Right. Achilu Shtim Shar Inu. I think he says all Inu, but for Malacha not. The Minhag Sinach has that question. According to the Rambam, there's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur, and there's no din of Tosefes Shabbos. So why not say, okay? If you say like the Magid Mishnah, you mean? Okay. Nah, usually the Velt says a different Torah. That even if there is Tosefes, but there's no Koris on the Tosefes, the Morris said Feresh. It's only an Easter essay. The real din of Koris begins simultaneously. Shabbos and Yom Kippur begin the same. That's what the Minhag Sinach has that question gives that Torah. That even though there's only Tosefes on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos, you don't say that Yom Kippur is Chal for us, because the Tosefes is only Rabbi and Yisrael Resi, there's no Yisrael Lav, there's no Yisrael Kors. The Gemara is talking about Kors. So the Magid Mishnah claims that according to the Rambam, that you only have Tosefes on Yom Kippur, you don't have on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that proves that the Rambam Shita is, that there's no Tosefes. It's not that there's a din of Tosefes on Kedushas Hayom, there's a din of Tosefes on Atonis. So the Tosefes only applies to the Inuim and doesn't apply to Issa Malach. That's what he claims. It's interesting, there is another Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, which the Magen Avraham quotes La Locha. The Gemara says in Psochem and Makom Shenogu that Bein Hashmashes of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is also Bachila. Bein Hashmashes is also Bachila. But Bein Hashmashes of the other Tanaisim, the Gemara says is Mutu Bachila. Bein Hashmashes of Tzan Gedalia and Aser B'Tavis and Shavas B'Tamuz, the Gemara says is Mutabachil. The Rishonim discuss already why we don't observe, why aren't we Mekel? We wait till Tzeis HaKachot. So they give you a whole thesis in the Vilna Gaon, they give you a whole explanation why we don't follow that Gemara. But the Gemara says in principle it should have been like that. That Bein Hashmashes of the other Tanaisim and the Rabbanon are Mutabachil, with the two exceptions of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So the Magid Mishnah comments on the Rambam when he quotes this in Hilchas Tainiyos, that only Bein Hashmashes have Tisha B'Av is also, but there's no din to be Meisif. There's no din to serve on Tisha B'Av. So the Minhag Sinach points out that the Rambam himself says not so. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Tainus says that you're not mechuyev to be Meisif, but if you want Meisif on Tisha B'Av, the guy who says, let's say half an hour before Shki on Erev Tisha B'Av, he says he's ready to Kabbal Tonis. So the Rambam writes explicitly in the Pirush HaMishnayos that it is Chal. That the Tonis is Chal. It's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. If you're Mekabbal Tisha B'Av, really, is it Chal or not? And they say that the Minhag Sinach says this is the Rambam and the Shitas over here with this Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam Shita is that the din of Tosefes is not a din of Kedushas Hayom. You're expanding the Kedushas Hayom, and even on Yom Kippur there's no din of Tosefes from Malach. It's only a din for the Inuyim, for the Tainus Dikid din. So on every Tainus there would be a din of Tosefes. On Yom Kippur it's a mitzvah to make Tosefes. On other Tainus there's no mitzvah, but it's mitzvah, it's chal. If you're mekabel Tosefes, it's chal.
What about Yom Kippur? No Tosefes.
According to the Rambam,
the other
is a mitzvah to serve. Right. The Rambam sheet is a question.
On the
at the end. Yeah, that's the one. At the end is mutter. Should have been mutter. We pass from that. It's also the question why. But the Gemara says it should be mutter theoretically. The last Bein Hashmashes at Sof Hayom is mutter. So this Magid Mishnah Rav Soloveitchik does like. He thinks that it can't be. He thinks that if the Rambam says that there's a din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur Legabi achila shtia the inuyim. It has to be also that there's a din of tosefes for kedusha sayon for malacha, because he has another Rambam where the Rambam seems to imply that it's one kedusha sayon. It's one kedusha sayon that's mechayev in isa malacha and also mechayev in inuyim. So he has the following Rambam. This is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Yuma that the Shiloh HaSor LaZazel used to be Aidei Ishiti. The Kohen Gadol gives over the Sor LaZazel to an Ishiti, and Ishi was Mezuman Lekach Mebod Yom on Erev Yom Kippur, and he takes the Sor LaZazel and he pushes over to Chiyas HaLatzot. He pushes him over the cliff and he gets killed. So the Mishnah says that they had 10 posts on the way where they had people staying there. It was a long distance. It was Chutz L'Tchum, so normally you're not allowed to go. And they would encourage him to go, to the Shiloh first. And then the Mishnah said they had food, and every one of the 10 stops they had food. They had a sukkah, and they had food, lechem, a mazon, a mayim. And they would tell the Yeshiti that if you feel that you're going to chalish, so sit down and have something to eat. And he never had to eat. So the Gemara says, so why did they ever offer him the food? So the Gemara says, because they ended up in Mishen Shlopas Bisalo. If he's going to walk for 10 miles without any food, so then he's going to realize that he's starving. But if they keep on offering him food and he sees, oh, the food is there, so then he has pas masala, so he's not going to chalish.
What would be the share of a
service on Rabbi Yom Kippur? Also, the Achrayim say chatzis shor, the quarter Rishon says chatzis shor, so some say that it means 30 minutes. Rav Soloveitchik says that he remembers in Europe that they used to make tosefes before Shabbos 30 minutes, he used to bench there 30 minutes before. And before Yom Tov and before Yom Kippur 30 minutes, and when Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, they would bench licht an hour before. Half an hour to surface, and they would stop eating an hour before. Half an hour to surface for Shabbos, and half an hour to surface for Yom Kippur.
Same half hour before
Boaz. Kacha, that's what he remembers from Europe. As a child, he remembers it. When Yom Kippur holidays for Shabbos, they bench licht an hour before. They have a half an hour for this and a half an hour. That's based on the basis of quote the Rishon, it says, before Ben Ashmoshes, that's the shaila. When does Ben Ashmoshes begin? So the Vilna Goyen says that Ben Ashmoshes begins with Shkia, with sunset. Okay. It's not. The Mishnah doesn't listen. So the Mishnah has this description that they used to have these sukkahs, the 10 sukkahs on the way, and they used to offer him food, and then it says Mhutzrach Lakach, if he needs it, so he eats. And if not, then he goes out and they never really needed it. He never chalish because they didn't have the Mishnah Lepas B'Sal. So how do you translate the words of the Mishnah? Mhutzach lekach is muta. What is he mhutzach? What does he need to eat? He's ready to drop dead. So chalish Shesh B'Sal is ready to drop dead. That's the Pashim Shah. So the Rambam writes, he can't finish the mitzvah. He's not going to drop dead, but he feels that he's too weak to go all the way to Chiyas HaLatzuk. He says, I have to give up, I'm going to stop here.
So it should be by every
mitzvah
like
this. No.
The whole
let's say, we have the people do truly get a kapor without the soil azot.
Yeah,
so what happens, let's say, one year Bizman Abayit, they didn't bring a soil azot, and they get a kapor without a soil azot.
Yeah,
but
if you have to
so the Rambam learns, there are some math points out. The Rambam learns, Achidish Nifl and Mishnah, Mutzach Lekach is Mutta Te'i, that not only are you permitted. Let's say he's allowed to do malachas. That's how avoid his karbanos. He's allowed to do a shchit. No, let's say on the other karbanos you shech malachas. You burn, you do havara. Then the Gemara says, what if the soil azazel is sick? He's a chayla. So he carries him. He does hotzoh. He carries even hotzoh deraisa. He's allowed to do malachas deraisa to do. So that's the din that that karban tibush is manakav was decha Shabbos.
On the Kolben, but how are the
for the sake of Sol Azazel, you're permitted to do malachas. But the Rambam of the Chiddush in the Mishnah, not only are you permitted to do malachas for the purpose of doing Sol Azazel and Korbanos, you're permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. Let's say also, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur can't do the Avodah, he's chalishing.
Yeah.
So you'll also, according to the Rambam, you should be allowed to feed him on Yom Kippur. Maybe you should appoint a different Kohen Gadol. Okay, maybe appoint a different Kohen Gadol. But if need be, the Rambam would say, you're allowed to let him eat on Yom Kippur, that he should be strong enough to do the Avodah. How does he know that that's true? The Mishnah says so. The way the Rambam learns the Mishnah, Mutzach Lakach is Mutati. The Chachidish Din, how do you know? So the Rav thought that this Mishnah, the way the Rambam learns it, is telling us this Yisoid Adin, that it's one Kedushas Hayayim that's Mechayiv in Malacha, That's also mechayiv in the inuyim. It's one kedushas hayom. If the halacha says that korban kiddush is manakavuy, you're permitted to do malacha for the sake of hakrovat hakarbonis, then hu'adanami, you're permitted to be mevatelina. It's one day. So that's why he thought that it doesn't make sense to be mechalik like the Magen Mishnah. That once he said that there's a din of tosefes yom kippurim. The Gemara says that for korbanis tibur it's hutra. The Gemara says that korbanis tibur you're allowed to do on Shabbos is hutra. Because the Achrayim ask Kakashe, why don't you always, when you bring korbanis on Shabbos, why don't you tell him to shech with his left hand, are you the shino? So they have a long arichas on this. So they finally answer that the Gemara says in Yuma Befer, there's hutra.
The equation would say that also the achila is hutra. So there's really no isur.
No, but the achila has nothing to do with the avodah as such.
Is it necessary for the avodah?
Why do you have to sell it?
No. If it's not necessary, it's not hutra. Let's say Kangol is doing avodah, Yom Kippur smokes a cigar. What does the cigar got to do with avodah? Hutra, hutra, but it has nothing to do with it.
Do
you need it?
Whatever you have to do the avodah, you can do. Whatever you don't have to do, you can't do.
Right.
You don't have to eat to do the avodah.
Right, but let's say he's so weak. Let's say the kohen is so weak on Yom Kippur, he's not able to physically lift up his hand to do the avodah. Unless they give him a chocolate bar, they give him an orange, whatever, like the boxes. They need kohen. So he has to eat in the middle of Yom Kippur to do the avodah. Then we can get another shliach tzibur. Then we can get. Okay, if you can make another kengol and solve the problem, you can avoid it. So it's because of that Rambam. Okay. So it's because of this Rambam that the Rambam seems the same afurish. That it's one kedusha sayayim, that's mechayiv and inuyim, that's also oisir bimaloche. And if you have a heter for this, then it's a heter for that. It's all the same. It's one mechayiv for both. That's where Rav Soloveitchik thought against this Magen Mishnah. He thought that it didn't make mitzvah. That's why he thought it doesn't make sense to say that you have to make tosefes Yom Kippurim only the Gabi Inui and the Gabi Malacha not. He said, how can you split? How can you have one without the other? Observing the Inui without observing the Malacha doesn't make sense. That's why he thought that you have to say not like the Magen Mishnah. You have to assume.
Like this will come out that the Rambam will hold by all the Yom Kippurim and Shabbos will be.
No, that he said not.
That's not.
No, that he held in the Mishnah. The mitzvah only applies to the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. Only to the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. The Gemara has in Beit Sadach Lama, the famous comment, what about women who don't observe Tosefes Yom Kippur? So the Gemara asks in Sukkah, why do women have to observe Tosefes Yom Kippur? Isn't it a mitzvah that says she has not grown? So Nashim should be put. The Gemara says there's no law. If you eat in Tosefes Yom Kippur, there's no law. It's only an essay. Why don't say women are pata? So the Gemara says, no, I have a pasuk. So Rabbi Kiveg and the Prima Gadim say that the pasuk tells me that it's an Isser essay. And when he say that women are pata from his man grama, that's only a Kiyum essay. But if it's an Isser essay, it's like an Isolav, the women are mechuyim. So now the Gemara has a Shailen Beitz Adaf Lamed. What if the women don't observe Tosefes Yom Kippurim? And you know that if you'll scream at them, they won't listen to you. So then the Gemara has, that's the marker of this, which is Shishar Givim below Yehom Mizim. That's the question. What about on Yom Kippur Gufa? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran and Beit Sadat Lamed that this only applies Mutav Shish. First the Gemara thought Mutav Shish Shagim Loyim is it only applies to a Din Rabban. And the Gemara says no. Gemara by carrying without an error. The Gemara says no. Tosefes Yom Kippur is a Din Rice and you still say Mutav Shish Shagim. So the Ran in the back of the on the Rif and Beit Sadat Lamed says yes, it applies to Din of Rice but only if it's not Mefurish Bikra. But whatever is Mefurish Bikra, then you cannot apply the klal amut of shushogigim below yuhumazid. So some Rosh Hashivas make Torah and they say that it's a chilik between adin de'araisa, Torah shebichzav, and Torah shebalpeh. Torah shebalpeh you treat like adin de'rabbanan b'negiyah to this din, it's amut of shushogim. But if it's mefurish b'kra, Torah shebichzav, then there's no heter, there's no kula amut of shushogim. Why not? It doesn't make any sense. What's the whole idea of amut of shushogigim below yuhumazid? That the ikar mitzvah of tachacha is to take the chayte and to make him into a tzaddik. But if the person is doing an aver b'shogig and you're going to give him mussar and he's going to continue doing the aver b'mezitzi, taking a tzaddik, making him into a rasha, so it's just the hepech in the mitzvah of tachacha. That's what the Gemara says. Kishem she mitzvah leim davar nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah of achayach tachiyach, kach the same mitzvah shaloi leim davar shein nishma. Why is it the exact same mitzvah? The mitzvah tachach is to take a rosh and make a tzaddik out of him. So if you take a person who's doing an aver b'shegi, He's basically a tzaddik. He doesn't realize the thing is not there. You're going to give him techacha, and you know in advance that he's not going to listen, so you're going to make him into a rasha. Says mamish kishem, that's the exact same din of techacha, not to give techacha. So how can you say that it only applies to dinim derabbanan or only Torah Shabbat Peh, doesn't apply to Torah Shabbat Chassar? So the Mishnah Brura writes, and then he quotes the Rishayim saying, no fancy lomdus over here, it's not a chalik in Torah Shabbat Chassar, Torah Shabbat Peh. Mishnah Brura says that whatever is mefurish bikro, what do you mean he's a shege? Everybody knows Chumash. He's amazing. So it depends who, when. The big rabbonim today don't know what it says in Chumash. A lot of people don't know what it says in Chumash today. So the whole svara doesn't apply. The Rishonim say mefurish. Mishnah Brura doesn't make up the svara. Quotes from the Rishonim like that. The whole reason why mutav shiur shogim v'lo yizidim doesn't apply to a din that's mefurish bikra is because it's not true that it's a shogim. He's making believe that it's a shogim. Who doesn't know what it says in Chumash? So we have so many people don't know at all what it says in Chumash. They never heard of anything. Then the Mishnah Berurah implies that you would apply even mutav shiur shogim v'lo yizidim to beat him derisa than a mamish mefurish b'kro.
So whether you're supposed to tell somebody who wears shoes in kippah that he shouldn't wear shoes will depend whether this is a derisa or a rabbanan or even if it's a derisa, because it's nothing foolish b'kro. Right. So you shouldn't tell him.
No, if you think, if you know bevada that he will not listen, if you know bevada he won't listen, then you don't tell. But if there's a chance that he will listen, then you have to tell. So you have to say it in such a way that he shouldn't realize that it's an Easter. He won't be doing it for amazing. But like in a lot of the modern shuls, so the rabbis say it's a Jewish tradition. Jewish tradition is to wear sneakers on your kippah. You don't tell him it's an aveir. You tell him it's a minik. No, so he doesn't want to do the minik, so he's not violating an aveir. He won't be amazed on an aveir. So tell him, according to Jewish tradition, that's how they have in a lot of the modern shuls. They write in the synagogue bulletin. According to Jewish tradition,
well,
you shouldn't wear shoes.
You walk into a storekeeper on the corner and say it's a Jewish tradition that you don't know from the store on Saturday?
If you think you stand a chance of getting somewhere, if you know Bavadai that he's not going to listen, so you know. But if you think you stand a chance of getting somewhere, then you should try. That's it. I saw a very fascinating medrash that the Chaim Zalman Margolius has in his Sefer of Drush. He quotes a medrash Rab on Parshas Vaschanan that the Malachi Hashoris asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when is Rosh Hashanah and when is Yom Kippur? Amar Malachi Shel Sofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masa Rosh Hashanah and Masa Yom Kippur? Amar Lohem, so the Eibishter answers, V'li Atem Shoelim, what are you asking me? Ani V'Atem Nishal LeBezn Shel Mato. We have to ask Bezn. How do you know that it's all up to Bezn? So what's the pshat that they should ask the Bezdin? And what are the Malachi Asheris is? They don't know when Rosh Hashanah is. And once they know when Rosh Hashanah is, everybody knows when Yom Kippur. 10 days after Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. What do they ask? Emasai Rosh Hashanah, Emasai Yom Kippur. So he has a fascinating interpretation. He says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is negiah to two things. It's negiah to us, and it's negiah to the Bezdin Shalmaila. It's negiah to us that we have to, we're not allowed to do Malachi, and we have to do all the mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyah, Shofar, Yom Kippur. We have to first not do Malach. And so get to Bezen Shal Milo. When did they make the din? Right. They make the din on Rosh Hashanah. When did they do Mechilas Avenis on Yom Kippur? So we have a din of Atem Afilo Mutem, Atem Afilo Shergigim, Atem Afilo Mezidim. If Bezen is Mekadosh, the Chodesh, Petoes, on the wrong day, so that stays, the Kikviya stays. So he says, that's the Pshat. Malach HaShor says, yes, when the Bezen is Kaveh Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day, so maybe that's only for them. But when do we make the din? When do we make the din? On their day or on our Rosh Hashanah when it should have been? So then the Rebbeinu Shalom says, also goes according to their day. Then the Malach HaShor says, and when is Yom Kippur? Maybe that's only Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin. They blow shofar, okay. So the Yom HaDin and Bezen Shalmala depends on when Rosh Hashanah is Lamat. Maybe the Yom Mechilas Ha'avayin does not depend on them. Maybe it depends on when it should have been. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, no, both on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur depends on it. So he interprets, the Chacham Zalman Margolius interprets in the Medrash. That's why the Medrash quotes this pasuk: "Mi goy gor la shalay lekim kreid mei lav kashem al kenim b'chol karein oy lav." That the pasuk is alluding to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because the Zoya says that in Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah till erev Yom Kippur, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Yoshe b'donis olam midas hadin, and alekim is the shame of midas hadin. So the pasuk says, "Mi goy gor la shalay lekim kreid mei lav." He has to ask them when is din, when is alekim. And then it says, Kashem Elokeinu, Hashem is Midas HaChesed. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from the Kisei Hadin and goes to the Kisei Rachman. So he becomes the Bala Chesed. So that's how the pasuk continues. Kashem Alakeinu v'chol karein alav. The Bnei Yisrael HaKaveh, not only when Rosh Hashanah is Lamato, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Lamato, the Kaveh Rosh Hashanah Lamayla, and they're even Kaveh Yom Kippur Lamayla. Baruch Hashem should give us all a Mechila Sarim. We have a Shia next Tuesday night.